Out acting crazy, playing the fool. But when you look up at her, she's looking at you. And all of a sudden, you don't know what to do. Well, make it a Bud Light.
Make it a Bud Light.
Just keep it simple.
Make it a Bud Light.
Cause it'll be alright. Make it a Bud Light.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Come on, yeah.
All right, here's back to the crew here at Paulson Stadium. Let's get to the pregame comments now as Frank gets a visit here with Bill Blyle.
Cool, unusually cool here, you know, which, you know, this is a great football team that Georgia Southern's put together, but I tell you what, we're excited about it. This is the best team we've had to date, you know, in my tenure, and we're excited about being down here and being able to play them.
Well, I looked carefully at the write-up of your game, and obviously they got off last week to some touchdowns early, one of them being in a block punt sometime during the game, but it appeared to me, well, I know this, and you know this, who was it that had the most points in the second half?
Well, we did, but that doesn't count. That's not what they count, I guess. But no, we did play well in the second half. You know, we played too tentative in the first half. We came out and we didn't play with the intensity that we had been playing with. And I tell you what, our kids have been playing really well, and they were very disappointed in their play in the first half last week. And I tell you, we just had a great week of practice, and they know the magnitude of this team and what this can mean for this program. So we're excited for the game.
Well, you know, you'll be interested to hear this. Nate Hirsch, who's our play, you know, who's our play-by-play guy, and I think the best radio broadcaster in the world. I'm saying that since he's my boss. The fact is that early on, he's been watching y'all very closely all year because he honestly had a feeling about this game that you played last week, and really kind of anticipated the fact that in other people's minds it would have been an upset. But obviously, you got your team going very well, and it did appear to me, just reading it now, was that the thing about Furman is that they are pretty balanced running and passing.
Well, you guys played them. And I know you guys were without Adrian last week, but you know how good they are. And Furman's a very good football team. I think they are one of the top three or four teams in the country, without a doubt. And the thing that we felt good about is we did play with them, and we should have played with them in the first half. The thing you can't do with Furman is make mistakes like we did in the first half. We were... in the first five series offensively, we had four situations where we were first and 20 or longer. And you can't do that against a great team. You know, you got to come in and almost play flawlessly. We did have a punt block that gave them a short field touchdown. And those kind of things just can't happen if you're going to beat a great football team.
Well, have you changed very much, your philosophy, offense and defense from last year?
No, we haven't. You know, we're not throwing the ball quite as much as we had, just for the fact we got two new quarterbacks. Our backs are running real well, but we'll get back to a more balanced attack. We're only throwing the ball about 25 times a game right now, but eventually as these kids get more comfortable, which they both threw for over 70% last week, but as they start to be feeling more comfortable, we're gonna get back to a more balanced attack, and I think that's the best thing that we can do. Right now we're doing some good things by keeping the defense off the field. They're playing very well, but as Georgia Southern folks know too, you know, that's the best thing that this offense does. It makes them a great defense because they don't play many snaps.
Well, that's very true. And of course, Georgia Southern has had some very good players. And again, this year have a good football team. They, according to everybody else, they stuttered around last week. But the fact of the matter is, Virginia Military played very well.
Well, you know, Cal McComb's at Virginia Military. He was 9 years at Air Force Academy. Obviously, he knows what makes these option teams click, and he knows what's going to, make them stumble a little bit, and he did that. I've seen that film. Georgia Southern probably didn't play as well as they've been known to play, but it's a long trip up there. It's a hard trip up there, and the thing that VMI didn't do is make any mistakes.
Well, I'm very impressed with him. I like him very much. I know that I'm talking about the coach you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Actually, Cal, you know, he's been in a long time and was at a good place, and he loves military stuff, and he's doing a good job. But now, for the rest of the season, who is it after Georgia Southern that you have to face?
Well, we've got Wofford next week, and then, you know, we've got a streak there. We've kind of gotten some of the teams that are always premier in this league, with the exception of App State. We got some teams out of the way, and we need to play pretty well, you know. And if we do that, we got a chance to make the playoffs, and 8-3 in this league is going to make the playoffs. And so we feel we're at a point now where we can do that, you know, that we can compete for a playoff slot in this league. And because if you do that, you can be third in this league and be third in the country, you know.
Comments there from Bill Blau as he talks with Frank Hinton. We'll come back and get the pregame thoughts from headman Paul Johnson of the Georgia Southern Eagles as we get closer to our 1 o'clock kickoff, Georgia Southern and Western Carolina. We're going to pause now 2 minutes for local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
My mom's pretty smart, and Mom says Frontier Communications is one of the best companies in the whole country. She says they make staying in touch easier. I think Mom's right, but you know what Mom didn't know? That Frontier is a good neighbor in Statesboro and Bullitt County. They help out lots of people. They support stuff like United Way and even Little League Baseball. That's important to me, because my team's in first place. And my mom? Well, she's the coach. Thanks, Frontier.
Frontier, the company that calls Georgia home.
When you think auto insurance, think Blunt, Burke, Wimbling, and Hendricks Insurance, South Main and Statesboro. One of the companies they represent is the Central Insurance Agency. And through them, they have a wide variety of coverages and discounts available for the good driver. We realize that just writing a policy isn't enough, because we're committed to providing you the best service possible at the lowest price. Call today, 764-9602. That's Blunt, Burke, Wimbling, and Hendricks, South Main and Statesboro. Does your house need repainting? Perhaps you need a new roof, or maybe you'd like to add that den. Well, the equity in your home could help you do all those things and more. With Eagle Bank's home equity line of credit, you can borrow up to 100% of the equity in your home. In addition, the bank pays all closing costs. You can do the fix-ups and remodeling you've always wanted to, and it could be tax-deductible. So don't delay. Call Eagle Bank to find out how you can start enjoying that new den today. Eagle Bank and Trust, FDIC insured, an equal housing lender.
It's cookout time again, but the cookout that's remembered is the Robbins cookout, because there's just something special about Robbins products that adds a little extra touch that makes your cookout stand out. Whether you go with Robbins hot dogs and all the trimmings, or Robbins sausage, smoked or fresh on the grill, you can count on the Robbins brand to be a hit at your next cookout. So fire up the grill and reach for the Robbins at your local grocery store. Make it a family tradition. It's been a borough tradition for many years. Robbins Packing Company, locally owned and operated in Bullitt County.
All right, Nate Hurst back with you as pregame festivities continue here at Paulson Stadium. Let's get the thoughts of head coach Paul Johnson as he was asked about the big crowd anticipated to show support for today's game.
Well, I hope so. Hopefully we'll play better than we did a week ago. It's, you know, we got a young football team, and you never know from 1 week to the next how they're going to play.
Well, I understand that, but at the same time, when a team probably plays the best they've played in 10 years or something like that, against you, and still, you know, there never was a doubt about control of the football game. And I think I understand as well as anybody how you feel about the improvement. At the same time, you won the football game. You played a pretty good number of folks. I'm hoping you didn't really get anybody injured, did you?
I don't think so. We didn't lose anybody in the BMI game. We're still without James McCoy today. He's not able to go. But other than that, we should have everybody available.
I heard an interesting comment made by another coach that said that that the thing that would be different about Virginia Military playing a true option team as I was would be that he coached the stuff for so long out at the Air Force Academy and probably has a good feel about certain ways to try to play it.
I guess they didn't line up, but that's to each their own. We didn't play very well. I mean, I've done it for a long time, and I certainly wouldn't line up the way they did, but they got away. Well, they lost the game.
You're right, and that's right. And at the same time, they did. I assume they felt like it the way the fans acted, that they had played their best. And so when you play anybody and they play their best and you don't play as well as you'd like to play, that's still good, because right now what really counts in this league is every single time you step out. And so today becomes, as you've said several times, this is the one you have to play.
That's right. That one's gone, and it's water under the bridge. And, you know, we were fortunate. We won the game. That's what's important. We'll need to play better today to have a chance to win today, though.
Okay, I would like to ask you, and if you could give us a little bit of detail about how you feel that your front five guys on offense are coming.
Well, I think they got better last week. you know, when we struggle sometimes, I think they take the brunt of the hit. And a lot of times it is them. But, you know, last week I saw some young guys get better. And quite honestly, last week our guys who played a lot of football are the ones who didn't play very well. It wasn't so much the young guys, although they're not up to our standard, but they did improve, and that's all you can ask for.
Well, that's fantastic. One of the things that I did notice in that was that I thought you picked them extremely well when you threw the football. I know there were some mistakes made, but one way to look at that is if we throw to the wrong person, underthrow a little bit or something, that you can learn from that, and when you win the game and it doesn't cost you the football game, it becomes, I hope, a real teaching school.
Well, I hope so. I was disappointed with the way we threw the ball because the way they lined up, they had some real cover now problems. And, you know, we had some gimme pitches and catches that we didn't execute very well, and that's a concern. So, you know, we may get the same thing today. Until we show people we can execute, they may try the same thing.
All right, those are the pregame thoughts of head man Paul Johnson. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups for both Western Carolina and Georgia Southern after we break for 2 minutes of network messages on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or redecorating, there's a telephone number you need to remember. 1-888-512-7446. That's 1-888-512-7446. That's the toll-free number for Carpets of Dalton and American Home Showplace. Carpets of Dalton, the nation's largest and finest floor covering store, has carpet, laminate, hardwood, vinyl, ceramic tile, and area rugs. If it goes on the floor, Carpets of Dalton has it, and at the best possible price. Located under the same roof is America's largest and finest furniture store, American Home Showplace. That's where you'll be able to take advantage of the best pricing on the top furniture names, and where you'll find the selection and savings on Mitsubishi Electronics, as well as the best selection of ceiling fans, interior and exterior lighting fixtures, and more. Give us a call Monday through Friday, 8 till 7, Saturdays, 8 till 5. It's toll-free, 1-888-512-7446.
Expert healthcare and a professional caring environment. That's East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro. Serving a 9-county region, the state-of-the-art hospital features a level 2 nursery, a powerful 1.5 Tesla Magnum MRI, and an emergency department designed for trauma and cardiac care. East Georgia Regional Medical Center shows their commitment to compassion and care every day with extensive services, powerful technology, and a team of dedicated physicians, nurses, and healthcare professionals. East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro, your home team for healthcare.
Eagle fans, just in case you become lonely at the top of Division 1 AA, we'd like to introduce you to the all-new 2002 Ford Explorer. The newest addition to the most complete lineup of SUVs on the planet is completely redesigned with independent rear suspension for a smoother, more controlled ride. And with an optional third-row fold-out seat, you'll find enough cargo space for all your tailgating needs. Guess you could say we also know something about being number one. See your neighborhood Ford dealer, the folks you know, and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. Go Eagles!
All right, Nate Hirsch back with the crew here at Paulson Stadium. Let's look at the scheduled starting lineups for both ball clubs today. First off, for Bill Blyles, Western Carolina Catamounts. Two up and two down on the season. They bring back a couple of all-conference performers. They're both split ends. Lamont Seward, number 8, a 5'11", 200-pound sophomore. And Michael Banks, number 10, 5'10", 170 junior. The tackles on the offensive line are 78. Jason Whaley, a 6'3", 285 sophomore. And on the right side, it's Caleb Queen, number 64, 6'4", 295 and a junior. The guards are 55, Thomas Pruitt, 6'3", 290, he's a junior. And 72, Morris Sanders, 6'4", 320 and a freshman. And their center is Jason Jones, number 61, he's 6'3", 290 and a senior. They play with a tight end, Brian Rucker, number 9, 6'2", 220 and a sophomore. The fullback is Walter Gary, number 2, 5'11", 240 and a senior. And the guy that really had a big game against Georgia Southern last year, Fred Boateng, who has only rushed the ball this year for 385 yards in their first four games. He is 6'2", 220, and Boateng is a sophomore. He wears number 21 out of Falls Church, Virginia. They will rotate the quarterbacks today, and Pat Cilento will open up, the 6'2", 200-pound junior. He wears number 13, a freshman, McKenna Jr. from Brookville, Maryland, but he will be rotated with Brian Gaither, number 6, a sophomore from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Defensively, Western Carolina should play with Pablo Abraham at one defensive end, Nick McNeil, number 76, at the other defensive end. The tackles are Jeff Chambers, 92, and John Brashear, number 74. The linebackers are Tyler Norman, 31, Rod Dunlap, number 7, Seth Hansen, number 59. The secondary, it's Mark Whale Weld, 14. At one corner, Ahmed Green, number 4, at the other corner, with the safeties, Justin Fryer, number 3, and Pat Leach, number 1. We look at the Eagles' starting lineup. We get closer to kickoff. After we break, 2 minutes for local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
You say your car won't start, don't worry about a thing. And when you need new tires, trust a Goodyear name. Call locally owned University Tire and Service Center. When you want it done right,
University Tire.
Satisfaction guaranteed,
University Tire.
Your complete auto and tire center. Wheel to wheel, we do it better. University Tire and Service Center.
Every day's a great day to stop by at Neighbor's Convenience Store in Statesboro, Highway 80 East, right next door to IHOP and Applebee's. Open 24 hours a day for your convenience, of course, with that Exxon gasoline. This month, enjoy delicious Nestle's ice cream. Also have Coke in the 2-liter at $1.19. And coming soon to Neighbors in Statesboro on Highway 80, the Speed Pass. Stop on by and fill your car up with Exxon gasoline. Exxon, the best way to get there at Neighbors Highway 80 East.
The clothes you wear cost money. To get the most from your investment, invest in quality care. Ideal Cleaners gives your clothes the care they need, professional care. The quality cleaning they do, it makes your clothes last longer, retain their shape and color longer, too. So for your clothing investment, invest at Ideal Cleaners for the professional service you and your clothes deserve. Go by and see them today. Ideal Cleaners, located Northside Drive in Statesboro. With that nip in the air, hunting season is upon us. Well, the best-dressed hunters in this area shop the Sure Shop in the Statesboro Mall. Hydro Fleece by Browning is waterproof, windproof, and Gore-Tex lined. It's a must for hunters. Sure Shop has real goose down vests and buck suede shirts. Super soft for those popular long-sleeve outdoor t-shirts by Browning. Don't forget those cool caps also by Browning. So if you want to stay dry, warm, and comfortable this hunting season, not to mention look awfully good, shop the Sure Shop in the Statesboro Mall. And ask how you can get your free American flag t-shirt.
All right, here's back with you at Paulson Stadium. Here we go. Offensively, Georgia Southern has the wide receivers. Number 5, Derek Owens, the 6'1", 96 junior, be on one side of the field. Carl Kearney, number 80, gets the start. 6'1", 199 sophomore. Tackles will be number 62. Redshirt freshman Nick Hyman, 6'5", 278 on the right side. Leonard Daggett, 79, 6'1", 285 freshman. Left guard is Josh Jones, 75. He's 5'11", 280, and a senior. Charles Clark opens in the middle as the center. He's 6'1", 275, and a junior. And Bubba Brinkley, number 67, is the right tackle, 6'2", 275, and a senior. Quarterback is J.R. Revere, 5'11", 184, senior from LaGrange. He has the slot backs, 34, Mark Myers, 5'7", 170, junior. Andre Weathers, number 13, a 5'9", 167, senior. And the fullback is number 3, Adrian Peterson. Back with the Georgia Southern defense as we get closer to the kickoff after we break for 2 minutes. Network messages upcoming on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
You're in class, but mentally you're on a beach for a photo shoot with every supermodel ever. You're enjoying the view in your smooth, mellow yellow. And just as all of your fantasy women come over, you're interrupted.
Would you tell the class the square root of 7,321?
As the teacher, the class, and your immediate future are all staring you straight in the face, Mellow Yellow asks, how would you stay smooth? Would you A, reprimand him for disrupting your dream, B, give him some excuse about staying up late doing volunteer work, or C, calmly answer 85.4 and explain you were simply dreaming of a world where all classes were as interesting as math? You got it. C is the right answer. Mellow Yellow. Smooth. Very smooth. So you got your easy-to-down Mellow Yellow, and that's as smooth as it gets, right? But what's this? A chance to win up to 10 grand or a yak pack? Just look under the capper in specially marked packages. With Mellow Yellow, the smooth just keeps coming with cash prizes up to 10 grand. No purchase necessary. See specially marked packages for details. Game ends 12/28/01. Mellow Yellow. Keep smooth.
Discover Georgia Southern University, and you'll find one of the most popular campuses in Georgia for Hope Scholars. Discover Georgia Southern. Explore your choice of majors in 130 degree programs, and you'll know your professors. Just about anything you look for in a university, from a scholarship honors program to a championship football team, it's all here on a campus the right size for you. Discover Georgia Southern University. And the most important thing you'll discover is yourself.
You wouldn't trust just anyone to drive your car, so why trust just any company to insure it? See your local State Farm agent for dependable, affordable protection with the good neighbor service you deserve. Cut-rate car insurance may sound great, but are you really getting the protection and service you need? With State Farm, you get an agent you can depend on and an insurance company you can trust. Don't trust just anyone to insure your car. Trust your local State Farm agent.
Defense. The band did a nice job of the national anthem while we were gone to break. The Eagles should go defensively up front with the defensive tackles, 44, Freddie Pesqueta, 6'1", 250 junior, and number 88, Robert LeBlanc, 6'2", 248 senior. The nose tackles, number 70, Eric McIntyre, 6'1", 62 redshirt freshman, and Jamar Jones, number 97, is the defensive end, 6'2", 230 and a senior. Linebackers will be number 47, Mike Ward, 6'2", 217 junior, Joe Scott, 56, 5'10", 211, junior. He had an excellent game last week. And number 41, Michael Youngblood, 6'2", 228, senior. The secondary has number 25, Deion Stokes at one corner, 5'11", sophomore. And Dree Cooper, number 23, 5'7", senior at the other. The safeties are number 1, James Young, 6'1", freshman. And number 18, the strong safety, David Young, 6'2", 205, and a junior. Let's get our pregame thoughts from our crew here as we bring them in. Get ready for our kickoff here. Hugh Colson, your thoughts as we get ready to play Western.
Well, you know, with Western Carolina, you maybe get a dose of our own medicine with somebody trying to run the football on us all the time, and like they've tried to do this year. And as we saw last year, this guy is really good. So we'll see maybe as good a running back as we'll see in this league all year, other than Adrian, of course. And we have to contain that to start with. If we don't stop that, they'll do it all day long and continue to run the ball.
Right, and you're talking certainly about Fred Boateng, who was one of the top freshman runners in the league last year. Frank Inman, as we get ready for the kickoff and the coin toss coming up momentarily, some of your thoughts as we play a Western Carolina team that was very good 2 weeks ago and for some reason let it all get away early last week.
Well, you know, I was thinking about what Hugh just said. The game they played last week would be sort of like a carbon copy of the way they played us the year before. As I understood it, there was a block punt, but they did score, that is, Furman, early in the game. One thing of interest, Nate, guess who was the winning scorer in the second half? It was this team we're getting ready to play today. They outscored Furman in the second half. So it was a contest, I'm assuming, pretty much particularly after the first quarter. The coach feels like and did say, this is the best football team that he has had since he's been here. So, and another thing was, and this really excites me, when you see a coach come into this stadium and act so excited about playing here. And if he's excited, his team's going to be excited. And we found out what excitement can do for a team. I think we found it out last week.
All right, our officials today from the Southern Conference. Our referee today will be Mark Curlis. He has with him the umpire, Tom Labrodie. Art Harden is the headlinesman. The line judge is Knox Tate. The side judge, John Lane. The field judge is Bob Johnson. And the back judge is Delbert Bell. Let's go down to the field now, and we'll pick up the coin toss as the co-captains out there. Georgia Southern being represented today by Adrian Peterson, Robert LeBlanc, and Edmund Coley.
Western Division team, you're going to call the toss. Who's going to call it? Ken, you're going to call it? I got a coin with a heads on it and a tails, okay? Won't you call it in the air loud enough so everybody can hear it? If I drop it, we'll flip it again.
Heads.
And I dropped it. Hang on. One more time.
Heads.
What do you call heads? It is tails, okay? You've won the toss. You want to take your choice now or defer?
Defer.
You want to defer.
All right, as we just heard there, Georgia Southern wins the toss. Western Carolina comes on the field to the far side. Georgia Southern will defer until the second half, so they'll be kicking off to start the football game. And here come the Georgia Southern Eagles storming out of the field. Good crowd already in the stands here for today's game. Depending how many students decide to show up in the student section, it'll affect our actual turnout. But this weekend, the family weekend has been filled up and has become an excellent promotion on the Georgia Southern campus. Before we go any further, let's get a station break in right now. We will pause 10 seconds for a station ID on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
The Statesboro Herald, covering your local news, your local entertainment, and best of all, the Georgia Southern Eagles. This is FM 100, WMCD, Statesboro, Georgia.
So again, it's warm, it's humid again today. A threat of rain around the area. Hopefully it will stay away. It was sprinkling a little bit earlier, but no rain at the moment here.
It was a good bit of wind. You might mention that.
We certainly did talk about that earlier, where the wind will be a factor in today's football game. All right, the Eagles will be kicking off to start the game. They're going to take the wind, kick it left to right as we look at the field. The Eagles will be dressed out in their blue tops, white pants, blue helmets, white numerals, while the Western Carolina Catamounts out of Cullowhee, North Carolina, wearing the white tops with the gold pants, the purple helmets with the purple numerals on their back and front. Scott Shelton is getting set to kick this game off. Last week we had trouble covering kickoffs. That was worked on a good bit this week. We'll see how that works out, though, as Randy Thompson, number 19, is their key guy on the returns.
The wind is a little bit from left to right, but it is behind them, so the ball will carry a little bit to the left.
And here is a booming kickoff. I mean, this one's going to go out of the end zone.
And on the left side, so that is great. It went right down the hash mark, out of the end zone. Now, it's a great kick, but also we got some help now, and it's an indication, I think, early that whoever's throwing the football with the wind is going to have an advantage, whoever's kicking with the wind. And so Georgia Southern, when they do get the ball, and of course if they get the ball in the first quarter, they will have the win.
All right, Western Carolina huddles up on the sidelines and then comes onto the field. And they will open a quarterback with number 13, Pat Salento, the 6'2 junior. Both receivers were all-conference performers, Seward number 8 and number 10, Michael Banks. And they are both flanked out. They got one running back behind him. And he's going to be a keeper for the quarterback. And just bangs ahead for a couple of yards. No big fake or anything. Just Salento kept the football and goes across the 22-yard line.
I believe that's an automatic between the center and the quarterback because there was a gap at right guard. And he tried to take it, and Georgia Southern responded extremely well. That has to be a shock to see, to be on defense and have a quarterback sneak the first play. It got 2 yards. The ball's on the hash mark at the 22.
Let's see how they flank people out this time. Going to put two receivers down below here to the near side of the field and put two to the right side of the field. Now going to bring a man in motion to the near side and set him up on the left side of the line of scrimmage. Boateng, the lone tailback, he'll get the football, gets hit at the line, tries to fight forward, and there's nowhere for him to go. He's back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it.
Boy, that's fantastic. What they did was shift, put a man in motion who was lined up as a slot back on the right side. He became the tight end on the left side, so they had guard tackle in. They had twins that side. Very strong formation to the left. If they gained anything, well, they did. They gained almost a yard. It's third down and at least 7+.
Tre Cooper came out limping. They replaced him with number 26, Aaron Whitaker, at a cornerback where you expect to throw from Western Carolina on third and 7, and Banks is in motion to the near side. Almost started too soon. Back to throw, looking for him short. The throw is there, and Banks has a first down up at the 35-yard line. I almost thought he was ahead of the play.
Yeah, and the thing that's really tough about it, he ran a good pattern. He just ran a hook. But for a second there, it looked like three defenders froze a little bit. You've got to break on the football, and if you're playing zone, when a guy comes in your zone, you got to take him. It becomes man-to-man, and that's a tough thing to teach. We did have three guys, Nate, right there, and he did throw it well, but still, it is a first down, and that's a big one. They get it to the 36-yard line.
So talk about changing a position in a hurry. And now they'll run Fred Boateng, and he'll bounce off the right side. Youngblood's got a hold of him, and he'll grab him as he gets to the line of scrimmage and fight forward for maybe a yard, if that.
Boy, I just love this. Georgia Southern then had at least four guys in on that tackle. They strung it out to the right. He did get back just past the line of scrimmage, not quite a yard gain. But when the whistle was blown, Nate, there was only about two guys that was standing up for Georgia Southern, and both of them were within 3 yards of the ball. That is just great pursuit. You can tell, I believe, that the defense is fired up to play.
Second down and 9. Ball resting at the 37-yard line. Bringing the linebackers in a little closer here. Direct snap back and run the football with the fullback and bouncing upfield to the 45-yard line goes Walter Gary, the 5'11", 240-pound senior, and he's popped all the way out to the 44-yard line.
Now, that's just a great call, and they anticipated that. Georgia Southern has a four-man front. The ball was on the right hash mark, so they shifted over a man. That meant that they had a nose guard and one lineman on that side of the field. The linebackers did kind of walk up a little bit, but they were just faking, and they backed out. And with twins, with three people back in the backfield that time, they had a lead blocker and a great run.
All right, third down and short here, and Western taking an awful lot of time here. Just they're not going to get the playoff. They're going to have to take a timeout, so they'll call it right now. Timeout on the field. No score, 11:46 to go in the opening quarter. We'll break 60 seconds for a network message on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
One of your best investments is your home, and a short drive to Dalton makes that investment pay even further. Dalton has a 1-2 punch that you just will not find anywhere else. I'm talking Carpets of Dalton and American Home Showplace. Carpets of Dalton, the nation's largest and finest floor covering store, has carpet, laminate, hardwood flooring, vinyl, ceramic tile, and area rugs. If it goes on the floor, we have it at the best possible price. Located under the same roof is America's largest and finest furniture store, American Home Showplace. That's where you'll find the best pricing on top furniture names, as well as interior and exterior lighting fixtures and more. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 7, Saturdays 8 till 5, but closed on Sundays. I-75 south of Dalton, exit 328, phone 1-888-512-7446. It's toll free, 1-888-512-7446 for Carpets of Dalton and American Home Showplace.
All right, play back in now. Third down, less than a yard to go. Going to bring motion left side of the field with Banks. Got the backs behind him. Going to go to Botang. Has the first down. He breaks the secondary, and there he goes. 40, 30, 20. David Young pushes him down finally at the Georgia Southern 12-yard line.
And, boy, they got a guy that they really need to pat on the back. They pulled a tackle, and he led that play. And when he broke it, it was a foot race. And thank goodness Georgia Southern was able to make the tackle.
So Western Carolina, on a third and very short, just had Fred Botango. How far, Hugh?
43 yards. 43.
And he rushed for 200-plus yards on us last year. He's legit.
He certainly is.
And there was a case of once he got in the secondary, nobody there. First down just inside the 12-yard line of Georgia Southern. And a fake, bootleg to the right. Salento still has it, throws it quick, got his tight end. Diving, touchdown, Western Carolina. Walter Gary make it the fullback. Caught the little pass at the 5, and he went airborne into the end zone. And with 11:08 to go in the opening quarter, Western Carolina goes the distance and leads it 6-0.
Absolute beautiful execution. They ran a bootleg pass, not a bootleg pass, a play-action pass where the quarterback faked to the tailback, rolled out to the right. The fullback slipped in the flat. He was wide open. He threw it perfect. Now, you have to say what a big play it was a few minutes ago on that pass, that run that the back made to make it a third and short. Now they're down there and have already scored going into the win.
Extra point is up and the kick is good. So Western leads 7-0, 11:08 to go here in the first quarter. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Lovett Bennett Jr., attorney at law PC, salutes fullback Adrian Peterson of the Georgia Southern Eagles in their win last week over VMI. By his commitment and hard work on the field, Peterson tied an NCAA All-Divisions record for most career 100-yard games. Commitment and hard work are the keys to success and are as important to the game of football as they are to the practice of law. As a 1978 graduate and alumnus of Georgia Southern, Lovett Bennett Jr. congratulates Adrian Peterson and wishes the fans and team a great game against Western Carolina.
Ron, what do you think you're doing? I'm putting money on the street. That's what you told me to do.
Well, this is supposed to be a title pond, not a title giveaway.
Yeah, but look at all the folks we're helping.
I know, but it's not a title wave.
Listen, we're just putting money on the street. We're going to give them a little money. They're going to bring us a title. Hey, they'll pay us back.
You promise they'll pay us back?
I'm sure they'll pay us back. This ain't the first title pawn I've opened up and run in this town.
Man, you are the man. That's what I heard.
Easy pay.
High five.
Woo!
Easy pay. Inside Auto Outlet on Northside Drive in Statesboro.
So Western Carolina ends the suspense of a shutout very quickly as they score with less than 4 minutes gone in this opening quarter of play with a very impressive drive. The highlight was the big long run by Fred Boateng. And the football has just been blown off the tee as their place kicker, Sean Rouser, getting ready to...
Now they're kicking into the wind, and the wind is diagonally to their right. So if he punches this in any way, the ball will hang up there pretty good.
Kevin Davis back for Georgia Southern at his 10-yard line. They're going to have to hold the ball on the tee for this kickoff. And he kicks it high and short to the far side. Going to be fielded by one of the Eagles' upmen, Michael Youngblood. Here he comes to the 30. Comes back to the right side, 34, and gets dragged down very hard by Pat Leach, one of their safeties. And the Eagles get pretty good operating room.
Now, he sure handled the ball well, but he made a huge mistake. He caught the ball on the left hash mark. He's the linebacker. He's got to go straight up the field with it right now. Instead of that, he strung it all the way out to the right sideline. Did get the ball out. Wait a minute. Is there a penalty out there? What's the discussion about? I don't see a flag. Yeah, I do. On the kickoff down here. They must have been offside.
Procedure it is against Western Carolina.
I think we'd take the ball right where it is.
You're exactly right. Eagles will decline that.
So they're going to get the ball at the 36. It turned out to be at the 35. It turned out to be a good play for Georgia Southern because the ball was punched up in the air. It hung in the air. I think he did the right thing of fielding it. Most time I think he ought to run out for under it. You notice he came up to catch that ball, but he did break way to the outside and got caught from inside out on by a tackle.
So at first down, Georgia Southern near side hash mark. Revere going to pitch it back. Wanting to throw a pass here. Andre Weather throwing it deep. And Carl Kearney, is he inbounds? Yes, he is. He'll make the catch at the 30-yard line of Western Carolina. So Georgia Southern tries a little trickery on their first play.
What a great play. They ran a pitch, it looked like, and they've been running this pretty good. They ran a sweep, what it looked like. Turned out to be a one-on-one pass. The wide out went straight down the field. The entire team from Western Carolina committed to the run. He laid it out there, made a good catch. Somehow another stayed in bounds. First down at the 30.
So the Eagles start motion behind the play. Revere still has it. Going to toss to Weathers. He gets hit. Could not block the defensive man out of the way. And Ahmad Green, number four, the cornerback, was there to make the play. And Andre Weathers, who has been injury prone this year with a hamstring, took a lick that time. And he's still on the ground right on his knees.
Let's just point this out right now. The guy who made the play was the cornerback. The cornerback, almost as the play developed, committed himself to the inside. Therefore, the wideout could not block him without clipping it. If you play like that, somebody's going to go downfield for a touchdown on the left side. If they commit cornerbacks against this offense, they've got a chance to have a wide-open guy in the end zone.
All right, let's get down to Sandy.
That was probably one of the worst hits we have seen all season long. He had nowhere to go, caught the ball, turned around, got put right in the ground. He kind of was bending towards one of his knees there, so I'm not sure if that's where the injury may have occurred. As you said before, he has an injury prone this year.
So that's the report from Sandy down on the field as the doctors now are on the field. You know, Andre got to his knees there for a second, and I thought he was about to get up, but he was one of those spots where just when he made the pitch, he did not get the block, and when the corner came up, boy, he was ready to lay into him. And what's the amazing thing is that he held on to the football.
And again, if our wideout had hit him, it would have been a clip. So he had to pull off. He could not make that block. But when, as I say again, it is dangerous against this offense for a cornerback to commit. As a matter of fact, the play before, the cornerback committed, and we got the big play that got us all the way down the field.
Our friends from the Statesboro Convention and Visitors Bureau remind you that they want to thank everybody for coming to Family Weekend. This coming week is the Kiwanis Ogeechee Fair, with the parade on Monday beginning at 5. And right now, Andre Weathers being helped off the field. And the fairgrounds open at 6 on Monday. All next week, the Kiwanis Ogeechee Fair. The Haunted House for Habitat with the grand opening October the 12th. 7 p.m. till midnight. Will be held at the Old West Building Supply Building next to the post office on South College Street. Sandy?
As you can see, when he's walking off the field right now, Andre is. He's not moving his right leg at all. He's dragging his left leg. They're kind of carrying him off. So we'll have to get an official update from the doctors once they work on him, but he's not moving or bending that right knee at all.
I would think we probably see the end of the day for Andre Weathers, hopefully not for the season.
Well, what a player he is. So it would be a big blow to lose him.
Second down, Georgia Southern. Going to keep it on the right corner. Revere fakes one way, holds it himself, and goes inside the 25 to about the 23-yard line.
Boy, very, very smart play. He faked to the fullback. Fullback went right off right guard. He kept the football, faked the pitch. And again, on this side now, the play before was to the left side. This time, number 14, who's the cornerback, ended up playing only 5 or 6 yards deep. I just don't believe that they can cover passes from that close to the line of scrimmage.
It's third and short, third and two. The ball resting at the 23-yard line. Bring Mark Myers in motion right side of the field. They try to give it to Peterson, and he gets stuffed behind the line of scrimmage for a loss on the play as Rod Dunlap, the middle linebacker, came in and pushes Peterson down for a loss back outside to the 24-yard line. He lost a couple. That's his first carry of the day.
Well, you know, it's a great tribute to him, but it appears to me that every time a team tackles him, they go into sort of a mini celebration. Three or four linemen in, patting each other on the back and so forth, but tackling our great runner.
No field goal attempt at the moment. Fourth down, Georgia Southern. Do we start shifting people around here? Fourth down and three. Revere trying to draw him offside. That's what they're doing. But he's going to run the play on the right corner. He has to really hurry to turn the corner here to get the first down, and he's very close to
it.
As he gets to the 20-yard line, he just got the first down.
Boy, that's a great move. I thought maybe he should have turned up, but he did it exactly right. He just put in an extra sprint. He was leaning forward, and he made that by, what, a foot or two? Hugh, you're looking right at it.
Yeah, maybe almost a whole yard, really.
Yeah, just a great run. It was a great decision to keep the ball outside. That's not simple. He had one possibility of turning up the field, which I thought he would take. He did not. He made it to the corner. What a big play.
First down, Eagles at the 20-yard line of the Catamounts. Right side hash mark. 7-0 Western leading. Revere on the option right side. Going to give it to Peterson. Gets by one. Comes inside the 15 and goes down to the 11-yard line. It'll get about nine.
Now, the folks that were watching this can tell what I'm talking about, but that was a pitch play that looked like it was going to be perfect. The fact of the matter is, when Peterson caught that pitch, there was a tackler immediately in front of him. Not only did he catch it, but he dodged the guy and made the big run out of it. Got 9 yards. Second down short.
Ball resting outside the 11-yard line of Western. Again, option right side. Going to pitch out to Peterson. Almost juggled the ball. He gets a yard or so. Just enough for a first down. Laid that one out there. Sandy, will go down to you now.
Andre Weathers is being ridden off the field in a golf cart. They're going to take him back to check on him. Haven't got the official word yet from the doctors. They're just worried about getting him and taking care of him right now.
Okay, they ran the option play again, what they call the counter option, where they pitch to him wide. Some question maybe about the pitch, but that's something that the quarterback has to decide. They did make the first down, so it's a great play.
First down. It'll be goal to go. It's inside the 10 at the 9 of Western Carolina. First down call. Tried Peterson slams inside to the 7 and gets pushed backwards a little bit as he'll get a couple of yards. Let me check some scores on our Coca-Cola scoreboard. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Now Troy State 7 and Miami 7. 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. Maryland 7, Virginia nothing. 10 minutes to go in the first half. Tennessee 14, Georgia 10. Here it's 7-0 in favor of Western Carolina. Clock moving at 7:40 to go.
And they just ran a trap play that gained only a couple of yards.
In the first quarter. Second down and goal to go outside the 7-yard line of the Catamounts from the right side hash mark. Got three receivers potentially left side of the field. But keeping it right inside, Peterson will walk it in for a touchdown. Just trapped a man, and he had a gaping hole. And Peterson walks it in from 7 yards out. And with 7:25 to go in the first quarter, it is Western 7, Georgia Southern 6.
Really the pure option that time. And it was read so good that it looked like, big enough for a truck to drive through there, Nate? And he did and made the touchdown. And so with 7:25, we got an opportunity at least to tie up.
A All right, JR to hold. Scott Shelton to try the extra point. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 7:25 to go in the opening quarter. 7-7 tie. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. By now, you've heard us talking about the many advantages of living at Eagle Village. Think about this, though, for yourself. Whether you're looking for a safe, affordable environment to raise your children or a place to retire, you need to check out Eagle Village. Affordable, secured living in a beautiful surrounding for only $160 per month. Talk to the folks at Eagle Village, 587-9850. Eagle Village with so many amenities. 301 North, just 2 miles from the bypass in Statesboro.
Well, fall is here. The weather's getting cooler, and it's just getting better and better. And what better way to celebrate fall than with something free? That's what Alltel says. Why not? Free for fall at Alltel. Some great free stuff, like a free digital phone, free 25 hours of night and weekend calling each month, free long distance and roaming across the U.S., free for fall on selected rate plans at Alltel. So check it out. Also ask about unlimited mobile to mobile. Fall is here, and Alltel celebrating with a free for fall. Alltel, University Common Shopping Center in Statesboro.
All right, we're back with you here at Paulson Stadium. Let's get an update from Sandy, if we can, on the injury to Andre Weathers.
They're thinking it might be a right knee sprain. They're taking him in the locker room. They're not sure if his day is done right now, but that's what they're looking at right now, is a right knee sprain.
All right, hopefully that's all it is. And with the wind blowing, and I guess the wind is blowing much stronger. We can tell sometimes from our crowd mic, but the wind is blowing hard enough that both kickers now have to have somebody hold the ball on the tee for them.
Well, we've had one great kickoff and one good long pass because of the wind, possibly. Nobody's offside. He's kicking it deep.
Again, another one goes out of the end zone.
Same spot almost. Maybe it was 2 yards, 3 yards, wasn't it? Outside of the end line. It was inside. It was halfway between the hash mark and the sideline. You just can't do it better. One of the greatest weapons in football is to have a gentleman who can kick the ball into the end zone with no possibility of return. So they got 80 yards to go. And that is a fur piece in football.
All right, first down for the Catamounts. They start the drive from their 20. This will be their second possession. So each team has scored on their opening possession. And what they like to do, again, they huddle up on the sideline and then come onto the field. Boy, Boateng is lined up 8 yards behind his quarterback. And they'll toss it to him. Can we contain him? Hit him at the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. This time, good pursuit as the Georgia Southern defense has Freddie Fischetta lead the charge.
Outstanding, I think. The fact of the matter is that, let me just point this out because I think it is interesting. It took the Catamounts 3 minutes and 52 seconds to score on the first kickoff and the first possession. And then Georgia Southern gets the ball and scores in a little bit less than that, a little less than 3:52, about 3:30, I guess. And so we have a 7-7 game with 6:48 to go in the first quarter.
Gave him a yard to the 21-yard line, second and 9. Two wideouts near side of the field. Bootleg back to throw. Now looking to run. He throws it, and it's incomplete. He was almost over the line of scrimmage.
Boy, I tell you what, he had a man open, and he could have run with it and maybe made, what, 8 or 9 yards? But he hesitated on who he was going to throw to, elected to throw it outside, and instead it hit the ground. Now, one of the things that happened was we had somebody, and I'm not sure who he was. I wish I could call his name, that was in real pursuit. What they did, they pull a lineman to come out in front of him to block. It is a pass, and he elected to throw it late. It's incomplete. 3rd and 10.
All right, they made a big third down conversion in the opening drive with a pass over the middle to Banks. Salento back to throw, pumps. Throws while he's getting hit, and the ball falls loose. Incomplete. Tremendous pressure on him that time.
And guess who tapped that ball up? Freddie Frasquera. I'll tell you what. Just at the last minute, he got his hand up. He deflected the ball. It bounced sort of up in the air. Gives you a chance, really, to intercept. And by the way, there's a player down for
Western Carolina.
Western Carolina.
Eric Hadley also was all over the quarterback, and he may have been the one to get in there and make him make that throw. And obviously, nowhere near where it needed to be. It's one of their offensive linemen.
Nate, that's really a good point. A lot of times, a guy gets a lot of credit for deflecting a ball. The quarterback was under duress, did not get it off quick. And when he did, then another lineman is able to get his hand on it. Who was it rushing him?
And again, Hadley.
Hadley.
Yeah.
That's a great combination between Hadley and Freddie.
All right, 76, John Vaughn a 6'4 sophomore. Offensive tackle is the injured Catamount as he walks off the field, though. He looks like he'll be okay.
And he's one of the guys that made a good play early in the game on a run. There's a fourth down punt. He's standing on his own 7.
Not been a great punter for net yardage this year, the lowest in the league, looking at the stats last night. Here's the snap back. Here comes the rush, and it's blocked. You can see David Young coming in on him. The ball loose on the ground. Deion Stokes falling on it. And Georgia Southern has blocked the kick inside the 15. They're going to take over at the 14-yard line. David Young is becoming pretty good at blocking kicks.
Okay, definitely not the punter's fault this time. The snap was high. I believe it's James Jones who's the son of Jason Jones, but at any rate, the punter had to jump up. We had an all-out blitz coming on, not an all-out blitz, but had a great corner guy coming after the ball. And when he did, he got there right on time, and Stokes can just do that. You notice he went directly for that spot in front of the kicker, not at the kicker. He almost took it off his foot. What a play that was, and look where Georgia Southern is at their own, at the 15-yard line of the Catamounts.
Two receivers right side of the field. Myers is an A-back on the right side, trying to hear the call from J.R. Revere. Myers starts in motion, going to fake in the corner, going to pitch it out there. Myers is a 10, the 5. Mark Myers, touchdown, Georgia Southern. One play, 15 yards, 6:18 to go in the first quarter. Now Georgia Southern 13, Western Carolina 7.
And what makes it just outstanding was that the quarterback checked off when he saw that the defensive line was overshifted to the field. He checked it off. He ran the play back to what would be the short side of the field. It is wide open. He makes a perfect pitch, and he walks it in. That's a great combination.
And the raindrops have started falling at Paulson Stadium. A light shower at the moment. Extra point try drilled up by Scott Shelton, and it is no good. Hit an upright. He missed the kick. 13-7, Georgia Southern lead. We'll see if that means much later on. We're going to break 60 seconds for local words on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Wow, honey, who'd ever thought we'd ever get to take a 2-week vacation and drive across the country?
Yep. Can you look on the map and tell me where to turn to head back?
Head back? We still have a week left.
But look here.
It's a receipt. So what?
It's not just any receipt. It's my AutoShine Car Wash Bounce Back Receipt. If you return within 10 days of your last wash, AutoShine gives you half off your next wash.
It also says that if you return within 20 days, you will receive $4 off. Why don't we bounce back then?
But honey...
But nothing. It's the car wash or me.
Bounce back with AutoShine. Return after 10 days of your last wash, and you'll receive half off your next wash. Return within 20 days, and you'll get $4 off. Auto Shine Car Wash, with locations at Montgomery Crossroad, Whitmarsh Island, and Garden City, featuring the Bounce Back. And check Cash Magazine for other great coupons. Auto Shine Car Wash.
Sorry, honey, I'm off the Auto Shine to bounce back.
So this time, a very short Georgia Southern drive follows the blocked punt. One play, 15 yards. And again, it almost looks like a forward pitch when they pitched it out there to Mark Myers, but it's behind the line of scrimmage. So you can do that. Here's another kickoff into the end zone. This one they're going to try to bring out to the 10, getting by one. Use the sideline, and the Eagles finally do to push him out of bounds as Jonathan Woodham comes up there to finally slow down Sean Rouser, who got upfield across the 20.
And that's something. He made a mistake. He backed up to catch the ball in the end zone and then ran with it. But the correct thing that he did, for those of you that may be at the game, he came right on the sideline. Every step he took was toward the other end of the field. And although he didn't get it to the 20, he almost did. So that's a good return. He took it 3 yards deep in the end zone.
All right, Lamont Stewart comes to the near side of the field with Michael Banks just to his right. And they'll try to fake that way back to throw. So that's a breaking tackles. Now he's going to run. He's got room to the 30, 35. He just got 20-plus yards across the 40-yard line on a busted play.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's just too bad. We had great coverage. They were going to do a play-action pass. They brought it back out of the backfield. Everybody was covered. He had to go back the opposite direction. Somebody had a shot at him, missed him, and it ends up being a huge play for the quarterback. They get a first down past the 40-yard line. But the pass coverage was excellent on a play-action effort that time.
First down for the Catamounts. Just across their 40-yard line. Going to bring Banks in motion right side of the field. Two backs now behind Salento. And he tries Boateng. He needs a block. Here he comes off the side. David Young has to haul him down. He gets about 3 yards or so. Almost four across the 44-yard line.
Now, David Young is a big guy. He's 62-05. But he had to come from the safety position, and he made an inside-out tackle, and it was an excellent tackle. I mean, he really struck him. But we're talking about a great big guy running the football. He did get 4 yards, so it'll be second down and six. The ball is halfway between the 44-yard line and the 45-yard line.
This time, receivers flanked to each side of the field. Two backs. Now going to bring motion to the right side of the field with Chris Lane, number 38. And they're running to Boateng again. And he bounces inside, and there he goes to the 50-yard line. Just shy of the first down as he bounced off people.
Boy, how did they try to lead play off left tackle? And they just got stymied. It looked to me like, Nate, that the offensive line got backed up almost. And then when he was in trouble and sort of stalling, he took off to the right and made an excellent gain out of it. Now they've got third and short.
Third and one for the Catamounts. See what they're going to bring back in their regular receivers. As coming back in the game is Michael Banks and tight end Brian Rucker, although Rucker's not your big prototype tight end. 6'2", 220. Going to give it to Boateng. He cuts it back to the right side. He leans forward. God. It's going to be very close. I don't think he made it. I think the spot they're going to give him, he's just at the 50-yard line. He's had to go about a half a yard further.
They got a little bit across it. Now, let's see what they do.
Where they're standing, I thought they put the ball down shy of the first down marker, I think.
Well, it's, you know, it is across that line. He got a heck of a mark, but he did stretch out there. I think it's legitimate, don't you?
Oh, definitely. No, I think he did a very good job at the end of the run.
Yeah.
Trying to get everything he could out of it as the Eagles converged on him.
But it just shows you, you've got to make sure tackles, because he bounced out of trouble. It's going to be awful close. Nate may be exactly right, but it is close.
He missed it.
What a call, Nate. You got good eyes. Now, actually, your cohorts over here depended on you calling that. It happens to be right in front of you.
They're going to go for it, of course. Fourth down and short. You got to be careful here. Bring everybody up and they can run by you.
I believe this time, though, that they will give it to the quarterback and he will be the one. To try to hand it off in this situation doesn't make a lot of sense. If we could just concentrate on the quarterback.
He moves forward. They didn't get much.
Boy, they'd have to give it to him if he made it.
But he got the first down. He didn't need much. He got a half a yard.
Well, you just had to know they wouldn't be handling the football on that one because it was too close. And it was a good stand. It just was not quite enough. I think they're going to measure it anyway. No,
nope.
They're not.
Boy, has this place filled up here in the last few minutes, though, with people?
It sure has. This is a great crowd. And we've got a lot of recruits here today, I believe.
Yep. And a whole group came up from Alachua, Florida. Two busloads wearing their white shirts that say number 3 on it. They're here for Adrian Peterson.
Well, that's great.
Hopefully to see history again today. He doesn't have many yards yet. First down, it's Western football at the Georgia Southern 49-yard line. Salento still has it, wanting to throw. He's got room again. Throws on the run, got a man open, and it's knocked down by Dree Cooper at the last second. Cooper gets a hand in there and knocks it away from Michael Banks.
Boy, that's just a desperation play, but what an athletic event that was. All by itself. Cooper's out there, and he dove and got the right hand on it. That means he takes his body away from it. Deflected the ball, at the last absolute second. Could have been a walk-in touchdown. What a great play. The play-action pass. And a good throw, but what a defensive effort that was.
Actually, if he throws the ball a little further up top, he might have got Banks. Banks a little bit behind Drake Cooper. Second and 10, now a shotgun for Salento. And they'll run the football out of it. He keeps it himself, and he's not going anywhere. He's going to get punished and lose a couple of yards back at the 49-yard line of Western.
You know, I actually believe he missed the handoff. He was going to run the draw out of the shotgun. He took this direct snap. I thought put it out for the fullback. The fullback's running fairly clean, but nobody on him, and all of a sudden he's on the ground with a big loss.
Michael Youngblood is having a very strong start to this game at his linebacker position, the youngster out of Waynesboro. It is third down, now 12 yards to go for Western, 14-7. Georgia Southern is leading, 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. We'll expect the throw once again. Two receivers left, one to the right. Hotang, the lone setback behind Salento, who drops back to throw. Zips it left side, threw it too high for Chris Lane, and it is incomplete.
You know, it's interesting to watch how people play. That time we were in a zone, and what was the effort of the defensive secondary was to give a big cushion, Nate, let them catch the ball in front of you and come up and make the tackle. I do think Youngblood was in a position to do that. By the way, Youngblood is one of only four seniors on the defensive unit, and he has just played better almost every week.
All right, the punter again got his last punt blocked, Stanton Horn. He's standing at his 35-yard line. This time he hurries the kick, and it hangs up there. Ant Williams will try to catch it at his 20. Gets hit at the 25 and goes down pretty quickly this time, Hugh.
29 yards, Nate, and just a couple of yards on the return.
And that was a perfect snap that time. They got a good snap to him, and he got the ball off, and we didn't get much. How much return?
About 4 yards.
But, boy, he did a good job of fielding that ball, I thought. And with Georgia Southern, we'll get the ball at the point of it is just to their own 25-yard line. It's on the left hash mark. And the score is 13-7 Eagles with 2:18 still to go in the first quarter.
So Georgia Southern starting this drive just inside their own 25 at the far side hash mark. Derek Owens and Kearney to the right side of the field. Everybody else in fairly close. And again, JR now checking the direction. Brings A-back T.J. Anderson back a little bit. Keeps it on the corner himself. Cuts it upfield. It's hit and goes down after going to about the 27-yard line.
Well, that was a tough play. I couldn't tell exactly what happened defensively. They did take the fullback. Quarterback kept the ball. Couldn't quite get up the field far enough, but did gain a couple of yards at second down and 8.
By the way, we had a Southern Conference game played Thursday night. East Tennessee State kicked a field goal on the final play of the game to beat the Citadel 23-21. The other games are going on later this afternoon. Second down here at about 8. Revere rolling to throw. Now decides to cut it upfield to the 30, 35, and he's got the first down as he crosses the 35-yard line.
Now what you do on this, you say, well, it was an option, run or throw. But the fact is that at the end of that run, he knew exactly what he had to have for a first down, and he took it. He went to the ground diving a little bit forward and got the ball across the 35-yard line, and it's enough for a first down. That's an excellent play by the quarterback.
First down, Georgia Southern. As we get late here in this first quarter, a minute 20 to go. 13-7. Georgia Southern missed the extra point. Faking back to throw Revere. He's got a man down there. Ant Williams, he way overthrows him. At the 20-yard line, he had his man beat.
But, boy, what a great call again. The guys are playing their corner so tight. Our receiver was past him at about 6 yards down the field, outran him. And the thing that was good was he made a fake and released the ball. He put it out there well in front of the intended receiver. We didn't catch it, but had he caught it, it would have been a touchdown. He threw it on time. He got it out in front of him. That's next to catching it. That's the best you can do.
Second and 10. The ball near the 36-yard line of Georgia Southern near side hash mark. The lone setback is J.R. Behind J.R. Revere is Adrian Peterson. Again, a long count. He better hurry the call here. Just got it off in time. He tries Peterson. He bounced off a couple of people. It doesn't go too terribly far for maybe 2 yards, if that much.
Well, you know, that time you could read the fact that they had everybody committed on the line of scrimmage. I kept expecting to see some linebackers back out. They did not. And he did check off, and I think he checked to the trap play. He didn't get anything this time. He tried it at left guard. But now it's third down and a good 8. Maybe a little more than that, 8.5.
Andre Robinson, number 6, checks in as a wide receiver near side of the field on third down. Revere runs the option on the right side, going to keep it himself, fight to the 40. Still on his feet, lunging forward. He's going to be close to the first down. He had to get to the 46. That's about where he is.
I believe he got it.
First down.
Yep. Boy, that's just great. Now, that's two plays in a row where the quarterback has really known exactly what he had to do. He had to get the ball up a little bit further than when he was going down, and he was able to do it back-to-back plays almost. That's big to keep the football. Down to 28 seconds in the first quarter.
Eagles come up at their own 46-yard line, leading 13-7. Near side hash mark, couple of wideouts left side of the field. Revere fakes again. He has two men to throw it to. Wide open is Derek Owens. Makes the catch at the 20-yard line and gets pushed out of bounds at the Western 19-yard line.
I tell you what, Nate, it's just amazing And it's so much fun to watch this kind of a game, because that time, again, they went after the cornerback, and the safety had to come over there to help, the free safety, and he just can't get over that far. And our receiver was open. The ball did lob a little bit, but as a matter of fact, it was an excellent choice. It was caught, and it's a first down inside the 20 at the 19.
He actually had a choice, play. Almost had a choice of two different people to throw it to.
He did, but the one who was the most open, I think he chose.
On second, first down, hey, back to throw again. Now has to run with the football. He's got an opening. Revere to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Gets neck tackled hard and thrown out of bounds at the 3, and a flag comes in very, very late at the end of this play.
Boy, I don't know who this is called on. Our guy looked like he was happy about it, but it was way away from the play. Williams was downfield, and there was something that went on between here and the defensive back.
And the way he's going over to the sideline, we would anticipate the penalty coming up against Georgia Southern.
Boy, if it is, that is really bad, because it was so late. The play was down, and this happened. So if it is a play like that, it'll be unnecessary roughness, I guess. Unsportsmanlike, whatever you want to call it.
Personal foul.
Yep.
Against Georgia Southern.
Boy, that hurts.
Personal foul against Western Carolina, so they'll offset each other.
But, boy, what a penalty that is to Georgia Southern. They had a first down on the 2.5-yard line, and that happened so far behind the play that it was just almost ridiculous.
Paul Johnson wants a timeout to talk with the officials right now. He is really upset.
Well, you know, now, in defense of Paul on this, when that happened, somebody started that, and you got to call it on who started it. And that's what I'm sure he's talking about. It was a late, late play.
I thank our friends at the Hometown Inn for providing accommodations for some of our staff. When you come to Statesboro next time, think of the Hometown Inn, locally owned, and right off the bypass on Highway 67. Their number is easy to remember, 681-HOME. That's 681-4663 for the folks at the Hometown Inn. And certainly a sad note to pass along, as one of the employees from the Hometown Inn was the young Georgia Southern student who passed away this past week, Jeffrey Allen Matheny. And certainly everybody sends their condolences to his family.
Fine young man. I've met him personally, and he certainly is a loss to his family and to Georgia Southern.
That timeout strictly to have a chance to visit with the officials. It's first down. Going to go right back to where we were, the 19-yard line of Western Carolina.
Well, I know how frustrating that is. You can talk to officials till you're blue in the face. It doesn't do any good. But on account of a play like that, as late as it was, somebody initiated contact, somebody retaliated. You're not supposed to do either one of those.
So we start all over again, right where we were. Take away the run from Revere. Back at the 19-yard line with 2 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Appears to be checking the direction he wants to go with the play. Has plenty of time on his play clock. It's down to 9 seconds. And after all that, going to give it on the corner here to T.J. Anderson. 15-10, 5, touchdown! T.J. Anderson, J.R. saw something, and it was wide open on the far side. And from 19 yards out on the final play of the first quarter, Georgia Southern scores and leads it 19-7.
You know, it seems to me like on almost every key play except those passes, he has checked off to call the play. And he checked off that time. Everybody got to check off. That was picture perfect. Fullback drives in there. Obviously, they're going to jump all over him. He makes a perfect pitch. He walks that thing into the end zone. Just a great play just at the end of the first quarter.
The Eagles snapped the ball early. Revere wasn't ready. Now somebody wide open. Derek Owens, as he picks it up and throws it for two. That J.R. wasn't expecting it. And there was a case of where they did not come over and line up with our wide out on the right side. And the Eagles get a two-point try out of it. After the ball hits Revere, he picks it up off the ground and still throws the two-pointer to Derek Owens. That's the end of the first quarter. What an ending.
Yeah, let me just say, maybe that was a call play. You know, you snap it bad, let it hit somebody, fall on the ground, pick it up and throw it.
That's it.
No.
End of a quarter. Georgia Southern 21, Western Carolina 7. 60-second network break upcoming on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Eagle fans, just in case you become lonely at the top of Division 1 AA, we'd like to introduce you to the all-new 2002 Ford Explorer. The newest addition to the most complete lineup of SUVs on the planet is completely redesigned with independent rear suspension for a smoother, more controlled ride. And with an optional third-row fold-out seat, you'll find enough cargo space for all your tailgating needs. Guess you could say we also know something about being number one. See your neighborhood Ford dealer, the folks you know, and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. Go Eagles!
Expert healthcare in a professional, caring environment. Massey's Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro. Serving a nine-county region, the state-of-the-art hospital features a level 2 nursery, a powerful 1.5 test for magnet MRI, and an emergency department designed for trauma and cardiac care. East Georgia Regional Medical Center shows their commitment to compassion and care every day with extensive services, powerful technology, and a team of dedicated physicians, nurses, and healthcare professionals. East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro, your home team for healthcare.
All right, the first quarter is history. I don't know how much time we'll get here as they get ready to kick off. We'll have to do it after the kickoff and get some of the first quarter numbers for you. A 21-7 Georgia Southern lead. Here is Scott Shelton's kickoff into the wind. He kicks it high. This one's going to be fielded at the 10 and dropped. Picked up 15, getting up to the 20, and down he goes at about the 22-yard line. Use some of the first quarter numbers.
Okay, Nate, we got five first downs for Western, eight for the Eagles, 12 rushes, 85 Western, 14 for 84 for the Eagles, 2 of 6 passing for Western Carolina, 25 yards. Their total offense, 18 plays, 110 yards. The Eagles, 2 of 3 passing for 70 yards. Total offense, 17 plays, 154 yards. Boating, seven carries, 55 yards for Western. J.R. Lee actually leads the Eagles in rushing, 5 for 30 yards. Adrian, six carries, only 20 yards so far in the first quarter.
All right, Sandy, down to you.
They have an injured Eagle number 79, Leonard Daggett, has a left ankle sprain. They're taping him up right now and hoping he'll get back in the game.
All right, here's Fred Boateng on first down, getting a couple from the 23 to about the 25-yard line.
One of the best things happening today is that the defensive line is really controlling the offensive line. It's pretty apparent. They are stalemating them at the line of scrimmage. The backs are having to bounce out. This time when he tried to bounce out, the opposite side of the line was able to slide down the line and be in on the play. They got two yards, but that's all. And it's second down and eight.
Second down call from the 25. Motion far side with Banks. Change quarterbacks here also, and back to throw it. Nope, going to run the ball and popping out of there. Good faking that time as Brian Gaither has commanded quarterback, and Fred Boateng bounces upfield for a first down at the 39. A new quarterback, Brian Gaither, is 6'3", 215, and a sophomore. They've been flip-flopping him in quarters, between quarters. He's out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
The play-action pass has hurt us today, but that time they faked it. And the quarterback did a great job of faking. He sprinted after he handed off. It was like a lead playoff left tackle, and they creased us for a first down all the way out to the 38.
First down, near side hash mark. Back to throw. Looking left side. It's going to be incomplete.
Boy, what a great play again. Boy, I'll just tell you, that is so tough to do. Number 23, I believe it was for us, who's Derek Cooper, was playing inside out. It was an excellent pass and an excellent route. He came down and made a great fake inside, broke out, and Derek then came from the inside out, got his left arm in front so his body didn't hit him, therefore no pass interference, and broke up that pass. Boy, that's really good. That, Nate, that is hard to do. You got to be an athlete to do that.
Second and 10 at the 39-yard line. Two receivers now flanked, wide left side of the field, one to the right side of the field, going to bring motion man. That's the fullback, and they'll run Boateng, trying to get a block outside. Not today, as Michael Youngblood, one-on-one, wraps him up back at the 38.
And the great thing that happened, then, Boateng was going to be a lead blocker. Somebody hit him and knocked him backwards, and then the running back had to bounce around him. The defense was right there. They take a loss of a couple of 3 yards. The ball is back now to where it's third and 11. I tell you, the front folk people and the inside linebackers are playing so far, I think, as good as you can play.
Well, right now, another big third down play. They've been able to convert some of these with passes. This one is third and 11. They've got to get up to their 49-yard line. Seward, far near side of the field. Banks to the far side of the field. We're coming with the rush. Back to throw it. Zips over the middle. Broken up from behind on the play. Deion Stokes knocks the ball out of there. They were trying to come back to Michael Banks.
Boy, that's just very good. They had a play-action pass. They had a tight end who was the football, was the fullback. He got up on the line of scrimmage and backed out of that to help block. And they had pretty good protection. They ran a crossing pattern, and again, the defensive secondary responded and broke down the play. Fourth and 11, they'll have to punt it. Boy, that's a good defensive stand.
This kick, though, with the wind, we'll see how Ant Williams has to stand back inside his 20-yard line. He'll kick it away, and he gets a line drive kick off to the far sideline. This one will bounce out of bounds at the 21-yard line of Georgia Southern. Hugh?
Nate, he got 41 yards, obviously no return.
Well, you know, our safety man played that awful deep, I guess, in respect to the wind and so forth. But the ball was sort of a line drive kick that went out of bounds, and it ended up being a good kick because it went out at the 21-yard line. I want to mention on that kickoff return a minute ago that the up back made it, you know, really a bad mistake. He backed up and waited to catch the ball instead of letting his kickoff returner take it. And that eliminated the blocker, and they did get it out to about the 20-something yard line, but it eliminated the chance for a big play for them. Just, an error made on the kickoff team by the Catamounts.
First down play, motion behind the play. Revere's back to throw it again. Looking. Now it's to throw a little shorter, and it is caught by Derek Owens, who came back for it up at the 34-yard line of Georgia Southern.
What's happened now is that the cornerback has gotten beat a couple of times. Nate, he wasn't even in the play. He was so far back. I think I caught him back there at about his own 45, and the completion was way back up the field. And so it's a first down, and the ball is now out to the 34-and-a-half-yard line. Great concentration on the passer and the receiver.
First down, Eagles, near side hash mark. Going to go with Peterson. He gets hit at the line and fights forward for just a couple from the 35 to the 37-yard line. And his numbers, of course, today, nothing yet really to report much with Peterson.
Nate, he's only got 7 carries so far, 22 yards.
That's really unusual, and most of those have been those 2 yarders, 2-3 yarders, haven't they?
And it's we've got another defensive group here, though, that is very convinced they can shut down the fullback today, and they certainly have contained him, but it's left the outside wide open. Second down and about 7. Going to try Peterson again. Bounces inside the 40. Comes across the 40 out to the 44-yard line. As he just bounced off a couple of folks for about 6.
Depends again on where they mark it, but I guess it'll be a little bit short. Now, again, now, this is all our Peterson. He runs a play that looks like it's going to be a couple of yards, and yet he gets it up there to where they almost have to measure it for a first down. He's just got great balance, and that was an excellent run, although it wasn't one of those one that broke for 50 yards. It was a great 9-yard, 8-9-yard run.
So it's third down and short. 11 minutes, 12 seconds to go, first half. Eagles leading 21-7. On third and short, Revere's going to keep it himself. Look for an opening, cut it back, gets a block, 50, 45, 40, and now he's going to break away. And he will score a Georgia Southern touchdown. J.R. Revere just goes 51 yards. And with 10:56 to go in the first half, Georgia Southern breaks it open 27-7.
That was a great read by the quarterback. We also had two guys that made excellent blocks out there fine. I think they were Anderson and Myers. But at any rate, he split those two guys. They made blocks. He went right between them, and he was wide open and sprinted it in for the touchdown. He did not have to do a somersault.
And he is playing a much better football game here in the first half already.
He really is. He's
putting
had a good day.
Big numbers throwing and running the ball. Scott Shelton to try to tack on the extra point with the flags blowing in his face. Sticks it up there, and the kick is good. Eagles lead it 28-7 with 10:56 to go in the half. We're really going to break 60 seconds for a network message on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Confidence is what you want when buying life insurance. Confidence in the company and in the agent. Your local State Farm agent has earned the confidence of a lot of people just like you by the way he helps take care of their insurance needs. With confidence, affordable protection, personal service, and the confidence of people just like you. It's State Farm Life Insurance, and that's good. State Farm understands life. For the confidence you want when buying life insurance, see your local State Farm agent. Ask about life insurance for your way of living.
If you stay the night for lovers, there is something I've discovered. It's the best across the nation. Now some overnight sensation. If you're looking for duration, it will treat you right. Make it up.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, Nate Hurst back with the crew as Georgia Southern gets ready to kick it off into the wind. Going to kick it high. It'll come down at around the 16, bounce to the 15-yard line. Taken there, the Eagles try to converge, and down he goes at the 20-yard line. No room to run that time once again. It was Randy Thompson trying to catch it off the hop.
Sort of backs up what we were talking about. Now the tailback, the deep back, doesn't know what the up back's going to do. The up back backed up a little bit, decided he wouldn't take it, moved up a little bit, and neither one of them took it. And that's, you know, that is an error on the kickoff return team, and it's good for Georgia Southern. They have to go 79 yards. The ball is at the 21. The ball actually hit the ground between the two guys. So no return to speak of.
10:45 still to go in this first half. It's going to be a long first half where we're playing right now. It was 7-0 Western. It's now 28-7. Faking and back to throw. Gaither looks, throws it short, and it's going to be caught. Coming back and making a nice catch. Lamont Seward is inbounds, and he should have enough for a first down.
And the wide-open guy was the fullback who had moved up to tight end on the left side. He drug across. You know, tried to throw to him twice now. He was wide open. He jumped up, thought it was overthrown. The guy behind him caught it. It's the first down. The lineup, though, was with a tight end. The fullback became the tight end on the left side. They had twins to the other side, so this was a short side of the field with less people. And that tight end just drug across the line of scrimmage and down and was open. That's a good play action pass.
A good throw from Brian Gaither and good faking again to freeze people. First down at the 32-yard line for the Catamounts. This time he tries Boateng and he goes up the middle and pounds straight ahead across the 35. Good running play.
And that's the first time they've lined up like that, Nate. They actually had two tight ends. Actually, you know, the fullback is moving up as a tight end. But they had two tight ends, which means that they had seven offensive linemen. They ran off tackle and got 4.5 yards, a good strong play. Just one wide out that time.
And, of course, coming into the game, Bill Blount talked about how he needed to control the clock, that why they wanted to run the ball. But when you get down 28-7, some of that gets away from you. Second and six. Motion far side with Banks. He slows down. They run it that way. Boateng trying to cut up field. Gets hit at the 39, and then the linebackers converge and finish him off on the play as Joe Scott was in there early. Boy, he had a big game last week for Georgia Southern. And the true freshman, Derek Butler, is in there, number 43, to help make the stop.
Well, that's a great tackle. It's third down and a long three. One, two, three, maybe three and a half. Somebody's got
to
make it.
Third down to Boateng. He's not going to get there as he gets to the 40. He had to go to the 42-yard line.
Number 56, is that who it is? I believe it came in sort of from the outside to make the play.
Joe Scott again.
And that's Scott. And, of course, he's a linebacker. He's 5'10", 240 pounds. The fact is, no, I'll take that back. He's 5'10", 211. He's a junior from Fitzgerald. Good tackle.
I don't know why the officials stopped the clock. Thinking they were going to be at the first down marker. They weren't even close to the first down marker, and the clock's still not running. Now they'll crank it up. At least I thought it was well shy of the first down.
And it was. It's a yard to go. You know, they may go for it.
They lined up to go for it.
Now you got to bow up. You don't want to let them have this one.
Desperation time for Western early on. Going to toss sweep to Boateng. He gets a good block. Gets hit, breaks the tackle, has a first down as he comes to the 45-yard line.
Oh, he did. He broke a tackle that would have been a loss and would have been a Georgia Southern football. He just stayed alive and finally got tackled just at the 45-yard line, just across it for a first down. That was a good run. It was just a sweep, a power sweep. He tossed it to him, and he came left. He was running pretty high. I was a little surprised he was able to break that tackle, but he did, and he made the first down. That's the kind of play you just don't want to let happen.
And that just shows you how Western knows the game's on the line right now. For them, they've got to get back in the game here before halftime. They put Banks in motion right side. Going to run it again. Boateng this time gets hit at the line. And again, it looked like Derek Butler was underneath there, 43, before he could get going too far.
You know, in the I formation that time, they had a fullback lined up at left side of the ball. And he faked left and came back as if he was a pulling lineman or something. But in all honesty, he is not a real good blocker. He is a big, old, strong guy. He's a fullback, 5'10", 220. He is a senior. And he has caught a pass that was big early on, made one good run. Now he's a tight end again.
Second and one at the 46.5. Back to throw at Gaither. Steps, zips, throw, catch made by Banks. Boy, how did he hold on to the football? We had good coverage there. Dreek Cooper was all over him, but he still catches the ball, and it's enough for a first down at the Georgia Southern 44-yard line.
Boy, our guys didn't think he held on to the ball, but there was nobody. The official was on the opposite side to see that, if that happened. They were really begging for it, but it didn't happen. It was a completion for a first down. Boy, you know, it's happened a couple of times now. These third down plays will add up, and they're pretty long third down. But that wasn't a long one, but it was a play-action pass and complete and a first down.
At the 44 of Georgia Southern, the big discussion was, did he catch it? Near side hash mark, now lined up in an I formation. Gonna fake to Boateng, back to throw it. Gaither steps up, zips, man wide open, and he overshoots him. Nick Sutton, the tight end, coming across the middle of the field, was wide open.
Well, we got to do something about this now. They put an end, in this case, on the line of scrimmage, and it's sort of a play-action pass, and he just drags across the middle. By the time he was open, he must have been 6 or 8, 10 yards downfield, and they didn't even come close to throwing it to him. But he's been open, Nate, three times now.
Coca-Cola scoreboard shows Georgia and Tennessee tied 17-17 at the half. Georgia Tech up 14-0 on Duke early in the second quarter. South Carolina 21, Kentucky nothing early second quarter. Here it's 2nd and 10 at the Eagles' 44-yard line.
Well, that's a mistake offensively, so that'll be a 5-yarder.
And somebody moving. Let's check some more scores for you. Maryland 24, Virginia 7. After a half, a win today for Maryland. They would go 5-0. Ralph Regan would get a chance to coach against Georgia Tech next week, 5-0. Miami, Florida 17, Troy State 7. That's at the half. Virginia Tech 21, West Virginia nothing. That is at the half. Colorado leading Kansas State 7-0 late in the first half. Other game in the conference underway, Wofford 7, VMI nothing early in the first quarter. Here it's 2nd down and about 15. Gaither rolling to his left to throw. Middlebrooks got chopped down, and Freddie Pesceta bats the ball down. Boy, let's see if Middlebrooks is okay. He got chopped down pretty good there.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's unbelievable, the penetration Georgia Southern had that time. The quarterback took the ball, folks, and sprinted out to his left. He went 5, 10, almost 15 yards deep when he tried to throw it sprinting to his left. He's a right-hander, and Freddie did what Freddie does all the time, makes a big play. I tell you what a nice guy he is, and he's a very intelligent young man in the classroom and a pleasure just to talk to. But on the football field, you better look out. He might take your head off.
3rd down and 15 now. Got to expect the throw. Middle of the second quarter. Eagles up 28-7. Stunton linebacker's now going to back him up a little bit. Gaither drops straight back to throw. Chased. He's going down. We had great pursuit that time. Eric McIntyre, number 70, was not going to be denied.
And boy, again, what a combination there. When you cover the receivers as well as they were covered that time, one of their receivers had 2 blue shirts just all over him, and he didn't have any way to throw, and the penetration got to him finally, and he takes the big loss. The loss is back to the Catamounts 43-yard line, 4th down.
This kick again will come with the wind. Ant Williams standing inside his 15-yard line. We're coming with a rush. And he gets it away, and it's a good kick. Williams coming up now to the 17, juggles it, goes to the 20. Now to the right side of the field, comes to the 25-yard line, 30-yard line, down the sideline before he gets pushed out of bounds, up across the 35-yard line. A good return from Ant Williams here.
Nate, he got 40 yards on the kick and about 18 yards on the return.
Boy, I tell you, when right there, it's almost in front of Hugh and I. When he got to the 30-yard line, it looked like he slowed down. And then he exploded, and the next time they touched him, he was all the way out to the 38-yard line. Great field position, first down.
6:11 to go in the opening half. Georgia Southern leading at 28-7. First down, they'll start from their own 38-yard line. As Revere brings him up, has 2 wideouts left side of the field. Now he shifts A back Mark Myers for a second. Now he brings him right back where he was. And he starts the option. And he will keep it himself and cut it upfield. 50, 45, 40. Cuts it back again. Nobody there. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's down inside the 10-yard line. J.R. Revere having a big first half running the football.
That's the option play where he kept the pitch, did not make the pitch. And 2 things that just stood out like sore thumbs that time were those big old tackles that were downfield. I think one of them was... Number 62, is that Nick Hyman?
Hyman.
6'5", 278, freshman. He's down there sprinting downfield to make a block. And there was another guy down there that might have been Josh Jones, but anyway, he's a big guy, too. They were down there with the quarterback that far down the field blocking.
First and goal just inside the 10 of Western Carolina. Again, motion starts one way, going to hand it off to Peterson. He bangs inside from the 10. He gets 5 yards. He's down to the 5-yard line.
Boy, an excellent run that time. You notice he's kind of bobbing as he went in there. He made a step left and then right and then exploded as he usually does and made that tough 5 yards in there. The ball is right at the 5. The point is on the 5. It's on the right hash mark. 5 minutes and 11 seconds to play. 28-7 is the score. Georgia Southern leads.
Second and 5, which is actually second and goal from the 5. Motion behind the play. Again, try to get rid of the ball, and Revere did not get rid of the ball. Peterson was in the end zone, but J.R. had the football. They're going to say he's going to be thrown for a loss. The line judge over here is at the 7-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. Yep, at the 7-yard line.
Well, I flat lost the ball. I thought Peterson had a touchdown. I don't exactly know what did happen, Nate. He just didn't hand off, right?
He surely didn't hand the ball off, and he wound up eating the football. So it's third and goal outside of the 7-yard line of Western Carolina, working from the right side hash mark. Derek Owens will come wide, left side of the field, along with A-back T.J. Anderson. Mark Myers, an A-back, also out that way. Peterson, the lone setback. Revere dropping back to throw. Looks left side, finds Peterson open at the 5. He stops and goes down at the 4-yard line. It'll bring up a fourth down and goal, and we'll see if the Eagles bring in the field goal unit. Before we do that, let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Read all the stats of today's game in tomorrow's Statesboro Herald. This is the home of the Eagles, FM 100 WMCD, Statesboro, Georgia.
So as we thought, the field goal unit has to come on the field here with a fourth down. Tough angle, left to right. Scott Shelton, a short kick. Ball is placed down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 21-yard field goal. 3:33 to go in the half. Now makes it Georgia Southern 31. Western Carolina 7. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
At First National Bank and Trust, we believe that small businesses are the backbone of our local and national economy. As a recognized leader in small business lending, the First National Bank and Trust Company is experienced in making conventional as well as SBA guaranteed loans. We are small business friendly. And the First National Bank and Trust branch in Statesboro is located at 120 South Zetterauer Avenue. Call Bruce Avan or Doug Duggan at 764-6600 to discuss your small business needs. The First National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Tyson at Vandy's. Well, if last week's VMI game looked as bad as it sounded, it had to be a little hard on the eyes for Eagle fans. But as a great ball-headed man used to say, 31 is more than 14, and we had 31. As for today, Western Carolina's come to Paulson, where the stats are stacked heavily against them. Our all-time home record, 114-11. We're currently on a 34-game home winning streak, and our Eagles have won 46 of the last 53 when playing at the prettiest little stadium in America. By the way, Western hasn't beaten us since 1941 and never at home. Good luck, Catamounts. One more time, Eagles.
All right, 3:33 to go in the first half. Georgia Southern trailed early on here, 7-0. It is now 31-7. Here's the kick into the wind. Going to come down to the 10-yard line. Taken there, 15, looking for a crease. Not there! And staying home and bringing him down for Georgia Southern. Is that 51? It certainly is. That's Kevin Hurd on the tackle.
I hate to keep bringing it up, but the same thing. The upback backed up to catch the football. And of course, he's not a runner. He's supposed to be a blocker. And number 19 had no chance of getting the football, who is their return guy and is a good one. But regardless of that, boy, Georgia Southern gets a great break. They stop him at the 19-yard line. That's a long way to go. 3:25 to go till the half. 31-7, Georgia Southern. That's pretty good, isn't it?
We'll see. Yes, it is. We'll see how fast they try to move down the field here. They have two of their timeouts, but they had to use one earlier. Gaither stays in at quarterback, runs Boateng, tries to come off right tackle, gets hit initially by Joe Scott, then gets a few yards past the 20 to the 23-24-yard line, but the short running plays are not going to get it done here with time running down in this first half.
Nope, they get the ball out to the 20, almost the 24-yard line. Joe did hit him, but he did not wrap up on him, and so he broke his tackle and made that yardage.
Gain is about four. Second and six inside the 24 of Georgia Southern. Near side hash mark. Gaither taking some time here to call his play. Has two wideouts to his left and two to the right. He'll drop back to throw. Steps. Zips left side. It is caught. First down at the 33-yard line.
Had twins out to the left, Nate, and the outside receiver, when the inside receiver went straight up the field, he ran a 3-yard and then planted his left foot, came right straight back inside. The quarterback threw it right on time, and it's a first down. That's a good throw and a good execution. And obviously, I mean, it was almost tell because he spent a lot of time talking to that receiver before he changed the play. And he made it work.
First down for the Catamounts at their 32-yard line as the raindrops start to fall again. Setting up a screen. Can he get it? Nope, going to throw it away. He's going to try to set up a screen. And there was number one, no one to throw the ball to. The Eagles had blue shirts converging all over him. And near anybody who was near the football, they had Donnie Bryant in as a tailback. And he was supposed to be the intended receiver that time. Couldn't get it to him.
Quarterback did a pretty smart thing. If you sprint out on the corner, you can throw it out of bounds. He was in deep trouble, about to get tackled, and just went dead left and let it go to the sidelines. Second and 10.
Stops the clock with 2:23 to go here in the first half. Second down play. Three receivers potentially to the right side of the field. One to the left. Shotgun. Gaither back to throw it. Steps up. Throws it short. It is caught for a very short gain at the 35-yard line. And coming back to catch it is Brendan Roy, a junior split end from Reston, Virginia. Western has to hurry back to the line of scrimmage now. The gain is about three.
And David Young just made a great open field tackle. He's strong safety.
And we have just gone under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Western trying to get points before halftime. Well, they hurried to the line of scrimmage, but they're taking forever now to call the play.
I don't think somebody's called it from the sideline.
They're going to have to take a timeout.
They have to take a timeout. He kept looking. Now he's got the call. They still got 3 seconds.
Have to get a quick snap, and he gets it off in time. Back to throw. Here comes Youngblood chasing him. Throwing it. Incomplete. Threw it low that time. Up at the 45-yard line.
Boy, very good pressure that time by Michael Youngblood. Michael is a senior, but I tell you what, it just seems to me like that he plays a little bit better every game. Is that the way he impresses you?
You betcha.
Boy, he's a player.
Today, especially from the outset of this game, you see certain numbers from the get-go who all of a sudden are able to be a factor early on. Fourth down with the wind. They will punt the ball back to Georgia Southern. Good snap. Kicks it away. Booming kick.
Beautiful kick.
Ant Williams has to let it go over his head, and it will bounce into the end zone and give the Eagles a touchback. You after a kick
of 64 yards.
Well, fantastic judgment that time. I thought he was going to field it, which would not have been a real bad mistake. He'd have caught it maybe at about the 10 or 12, 10 or 8, but he judged it perfect. It went out of the end zone. Get it at the 20.
So it stops the clock with a minute 26 still to go here. In the first half, Georgia Southern still has two of their timeouts remaining.
It's funny how when you're on defense, you say, shoot, they can't go 80 yards on us. But when you make a play like that, if you're the safety man, you saved about 10 or 15 yards, which would be at least one or two first downs. And so Georgia Southern does start at the 20 instead of back there inside the 10. Good judgment.
So it's first down for J.R. Revere and his Eagles. Revere having a big first half today. And again, maybe checking off the direction he wants to go with the play. Starts to the right side, going to get hit and knocked down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss. Back on the 14-yard line. Boy, somebody did not block 91.
Boy, that's a play.
He came blowing through that time to make a nice play. That's Caleb Real, number 91, and he was in the backfield.
I've been really looking for that play. That was a play where the quarterback goes straight down the line. The pitch man is number 3, Peterson. That time he got so deep behind the line of scrimmage, there was penetration. And there's a huge loss on the play. That's 7 yards. It's second down 17.
Down to 51 seconds to go now in the first half with the clock running. See if Revere just gives it to Peterson here. They run down the clock. Nope, going to keep it himself and come outside. And he gets one more block, 20, 25, first down. And he gets pushed out of bounds up at the 33-yard line. JR having a huge first half. Hugh?
Nate, he's got 147 yards now.
You know,
147, it may be almost a career. I got to check his numbers. That may be a career high already.
It has to be, wouldn't you think, for one half? But regardless of that, he's making some great choices. They're really all they are taking the inside play away from the fullback. On the corner that time, they didn't even have a pitch man. And so both of those guys became blockers, and he made the corner. And the first down out to the 33-yard line. Great run, great blocks.
Eagles still have two timeouts remaining. Raindrops getting a little heavier. Revere hands it off inside. Peterson trying to bounce outside. Cannot get too far at all. And he'll get punished as he goes down after getting a yard or so to about the 35-yard line. And the Eagles now have to make a decision. Do they want to run any more plays here in the first half?
Boy, that was really exciting that time, because when he broke out to the right, so many times he'll outrun those folks. That time, two guys hit him, and he couldn't get away and only gained a yard or two.
Georgia Southern has decided they are not going to run any more plays here in the first half. We have come to halftime with your score. Georgia Southern, 31, Western Carolina, 7. At the end of the half, we'll break for network messages on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Eagle fans, just in case you become lonely at the top of Division 1AA, we'd like to introduce you to the all-new 2002 Ford Explorer. The newest addition to the most complete lineup of SUVs on the planet is completely redesigned with independent rear suspension for a smoother, more controlled ride. And with an optional third-row fold-out seat, you'll find enough cargo space for all your tailgating needs. Guess you could say we also know something about being number one. See your neighborhood Ford dealer, the folks you know, and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. Go Eagles!
And so it begins, your first date with the girl that not only knew you existed, but actually cared. As you take the final few sips of your smooth, mellow yellow, you hear a voice.
Who is that? Who's there?
You've rehearsed your line for everybody on the family tree, but you forgot the mom. How do you forget the mom? It's at this time that Mellow Yellow asks, how would you stay smooth? Would you, A, abort mission, turn back now? B, sweat your way through an awkward introduction? Or C, take one of the roses from the dozen for your date and present it to the mother? Then comment about how obvious it is where the looks in the family come from. You got it. C is the right answer. Mellow Yellow. Smooth. Very smooth. So you got your easy-to-down Mellow Yellow, and that's as smooth as it gets, right? But what's this? A chance to win up to 10 grand or a yak pack? Just look under the cap or in specially marked packages. With Mellow Yellow, the smooth just keeps coming, with cash prizes up to 10 grand. No purchase necessary. See specially marked packages for details. Game ends 12/28/01. Mellow Yellow. Keep smooth.
Expert healthcare and a professional caring environment. That's East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro. Serving a 9-county region, the state-of-the-art hospital features a level 2 nursery, a powerful 1.5 Tesla Magnum MRI, and an emergency department designed for trauma and cardiac care. East Georgia Regional Medical Center shows their commitment to compassion and care every day with extensive services, powerful technology, and a team of dedicated physicians, nurses, and healthcare professionals. East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro, your home team for healthcare.
All right, Nate Hirsch back with you here at Paulson Stadium. Georgia Southern leading here 31-7. Checking our Coca-Cola scoreboard here in the Southern Conference. Wofford leading VMI 14-0 as they go to the second quarter in Spartanburg. Later on this afternoon, one of the key games of the season in the Southern Conference as the Appalachian State Mountaineers play at Furman in Greenville. That game to kick off at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The other night, on Thursday night, East Tennessee State beat the Citadel 23-21. Maryland leading Virginia 24-14 with 12 minutes to go in the third quarter. Miami 24, Troy State 7 early in the third quarter. Georgia and Tennessee are early in the third quarter tied at 17. Virginia Tech 21, West Virginia nothing in the third quarter. Georgia Tech 17, Duke nothing in the second quarter. Purdue leading Iowa 13-7 at the half. Colorado leading Kansas State 7-0 at the half. South Carolina over Kentucky 28-0 in the second quarter. Other games underway in the Atlantic 10. It's Delaware over New Hampshire 36-23 early in the third quarter. Hofstra leading William & Mary 21-7 middle of the third quarter. Villanova 17, James Madison 14 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. And Rhode Island today playing Hampton leading 14-0 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. That game being played up at Hampton, Virginia. Halftime here, it's 31-7. Bill Price will have our halftime guest coming up with his interview after we break 2 minutes for local words on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Rozier announces 0% financing for the first time ever on all new 2001 and 2002 Ford or Mercury models. It's a buyer's market, and Rozier has to move them. With special financing and dealer discounts, you can save over $9,800 on new Expeditions and F-150 Lariat Crew Cab 4x4s. Plus, Rozier can save you over $6,400 on new 2002 Explorer Eddie Bauer models. It's 0% clearance time at Rozier. Hurry in and save!
Don't let the name fool you. There's something for everyone at Agri Supply of Statesboro. Over 20,000 items for farm, shop, and home. Make easy work of pecan gathering with a Nut Wizard pecan picker-upper and a great selection of nutcrackers. Ready for fall cleanup and landscaping? See the lawn sweepers, aerators, mulchers, yard tools, and pond fertilizer. For the shop, all hand tools have lifetime warranties. Buy a 14-piece wrench set for $11.95 and other super buys on socket sets, bench grinders, MIG voters, and much more. Need pet supplies? See great deals on dog boxes, Neutrina animal feed, horse mats, and fencing. Agri Supply Estates for Highway 301 South.
Soldiers in the United States Army have the skills they need to be successful, but more importantly, they have the confidence to use them. Whether it's a career in the Army or as a student in college, soldiers succeed. If you're qualified and decide you want an education, you have several options. With the Montgomery GI Bill and the Army College Fund, you can earn up to $50,000 for school. Or maybe you've already taken some classes and now have loans to pay off. The Army can help with a student loan repayment program good for up to $65,000. Whichever you choose, you may also qualify for up to $20,000 enlistment bonus. That's money you can spend however you want. If you'd like to hear more, contact your local Army recruiter or call 1-800-USA-ARMY. Or you can log on to GoArmy.com to learn more about the Army from real soldiers. You can even chat with a cyber recruiter. The Army can give you the skills to take on the future. How far you go will be up to you. Call 1-800-USA-ARMY or log on to GoArmy.com. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
With that, for GSU Western Carolina football contest, we're talking GSU ladies volleyball head coach Carrie Messersmith. As her ladies making a big run as far as Southern Conference top-notch honors are concerned, and as we tape, you have lost the match as of the middle of the week at the College of Charleston. Previous to that, a couple of big matches, including the beating of Davidson. So as of this point of the year, where are you conference-wise? Or are you happy with the perch that you're at right now?
Well, right now we're 5-1. We're tied actually with three other teams: College of Charleston, Western Carolina, and East Tennessee. All have one loss. So we couldn't be happier. Five wins is all they had last year, and I think that says a lot for us this year.
The ladies now have not just a belief or a hope they can win. They know they should be able to win some matches, and is that confidence helping you as far as get a little bit extra effort out of the ladies right now?
Well, I think they've gone into most of our matches feeling very, very confident, which is very different. I think, last year they went in hoping that they would win, and this year they can go in knowing that they will have a chance to win.
Personnel comfortable in their roles as far as where everybody's playing? Are you still kind of working some folks around in certain situations, A, to develop depth, or maybe to get just a little bit better group out there as far as certain situations game-wise?
Well, I think right now we've pretty much got who we've, the main ones that are going to be on the floor. But we're trying. We've got a freshman that we've been trying to work in. Kristen Kasparak has done a great job the few times that she's had the opportunity to play. And so we're doing, and fortunately, a few of our home games last weekend, we were able to play. As a matter of fact, against Greensboro, we were able to play everyone and get everyone a little bit of experience. But I think everyone is feeling comfortable, and we've had some kids that have had to get used to a new role, different than they've played last year. But they've made the effort and are definitely trying to get used to that and play a role.
Now, being the coach, I'm going to ask you to clarify this. The change of scoring is no side outs and everything counts as far as, so that's instead of 15-point games, 30-point games. Explain, had the difference, and has it made a difference as far as strategy or playing or who you've been playing as far as the types of matches you've had?
Well, I definitely think it makes a different strategy. Offense. I think probably every coach has a different opinion, but I think offense has become very important. Siding out, being able to put the ball away, and that's, I look back at our successes, and I think that's what we've done the best. Serving has become a huge, huge role, and probably our biggest strength. We've been having 10 aces a game, and that just is. it's just changed the game so much. But and those are the things that we focus on in practice. And you know, obviously you still have to block and you still have to play defense, but offense has just become so important.
Serves with speed or placement or a little bit of both?
Well, a little bit of both. We've got some kids that place the ball real well. We've got Martina Vaglova. Boy, she serves a real tough flat ball. She right now leads our team in service aces per game. Fortunately, we've just got a really strong serving team, something we didn't do well last night.
Terry Mrs. Smith talking GSU ladies volleyball during the half-court GSU Western Carolina football contest. We mentioned Ms. Glakova, the conference player of the week, 2 weeks running, all a heady honor for her, spurring hopefully her other teammates on. And is that leadership coming to the forefront, or just one person really having a real hot stretch right now making it happen for you?
I don't think it's a hot stretch. I think that that's the way Martina's capable of playing each week, and I think she'll prove that time and time again. And I think some of the other kids are certainly capable of. We've got our transfer from Washington State, Camila Rower, is very capable of such an honor. And we'll just have to wait and see. But we're glad that Martina's playing so well.
ETSU, Western, you mentioned other teams as far as in the hunt with you. Matches against them, each team similar for you to deal with down the road, or each having their own identity as far as you having to prepare a unique way for both clubs?
Well, I don't think we don't ever prepare a unique way. We don't focus all week long on one opponent. A lot of that is because we might play three conference games in a week, and we don't have time for that kind of thing. Our focus really is on what we do and what we do best. We don't worry a lot about what the other team does. And sometimes that might be a problem, but I think, you know, we try and give our kids a lot of confidence in what they can do.
Are you looking for a player? You want somebody that can dig better than spike and make kills, or the other way around?
I think right now, the way the game has changed, I think we've gone to a more offensive game, so we want someone who can hit the ball.
Down the road, as far as in the future, some keys for the GSU Lady Volleyballers to make a big run, conference title-wise, and hopefully make a big splash.
Well, I think this year definitely we have an opportunity, and I think we've gone out and shown that, and hopefully we'll just continue. In the future, the future is very bright for Georgia Southern Volleyball. It's very, very exciting. I know that our staff and the kids are very excited.
Thanks, Gary. Mrs. Smith, the ladies in the midst of Southern Conference title hopes, in the midst of heavy conference play the last couple of weeks of the season, and hopefully good things to happen come late October for the GSU Lady Volleyball team. It's halftime of GSU Western Carolina Football Wire. The stats are next after this 10-minute network break on the GSU Sports Network.
Discover Georgia Southern University, and you'll find Georgia's newest School of Information Technology. It's the latest in digital education for the fastest-growing career field in America. If you have a different future in mind, discover your choice of majors in Georgia Southern's other 130 degree programs. And whatever course you choose, you'll know your professors, because Georgia Southern is a university where professors teach your classes. Discover Georgia Southern University. Discover your future.
One day, one of your so-called friends says,
"Your mother has no teeth and she dresses funny."
And everybody hears it. Normally, you'd respond in kind, only much louder. But you can't, because there's a group of girls close by. And not just any girls, but the kind that seem to have their own background music. Girls that never cough or sneeze, because they're just too perfect for that. As a smooth, mellow yellow from lunch courses through your veins, just enough to stop your blood from boiling. Mellow Yellow asks, how would you stay smooth? Would you, A, forget strategy, let him have it, B, call yourself rubber, call him glue, and then explain accordingly, or C, tell him you're too mature to resort to name-calling, then under your breath say, this ain't over by a long shot. C's the right answer. Mellow Yellow. Smooth. Very smooth. So you got your easy-to-down Mellow Yellow, and that's as smooth as it gets, right? But what's this? A chance to win up to 10 grand or a yak pack. Just look under the capper in specially marked packages. With Mellow Yellow, the smooth just keeps coming, with cash prizes up to 10 grand. No purchase necessary. See specially marked packages for details. Game ends 12/28/01. Mellow Yellow. Keep smooth.
Expert healthcare in a professional, caring environment. That's East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro. Serving a 9-county region, the state-of-the-art hospital features a level 2 nursery, a powerful 1.5 Tesla Magnum MRI, and an emergency department designed for trauma and cardiac care. East Georgia Regional Medical Center shows their commitment to compassion and care every day with extensive services, powerful technology, and a team of dedicated physicians, nurses, and healthcare professionals. East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro, your home team for healthcare.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or redecorating, there's a telephone number you need to remember. 1-888-512-7446. That's 1-888-512-7446. That's the toll-free number for Carpets of Dalton and American Home Showplace. Carpets of Dalton, the nation's largest and finest floor covering store, has carpet, laminate, hardwood, vinyl, ceramic tile, and area rugs. If it goes on the floor, Carpets of Dalton has it, and at the best possible price. Located under the same roof is America's largest and finest furniture store, American Home Showplace. That's where you'll be able to take advantage of the best pricing on the top furniture names, and where you'll find the selection and savings on Mitsubishi Electronics, as well as the best selection of ceiling fans, interior and exterior lighting fixtures, and more. Give us a call Monday through Friday, 8 till 7, Saturdays, 8 till 5. It's toll-free, 1-888-512-7446.
All right, Nate Hirsch back at the crew here at Fulton Stadium. Halftime, some raindrops falling, 31-7. Eagles are leading, and with the first half numbers, here's Hugh Colson.
Okay, Nate, Western Carolina with 10 first downs, the Eagles with 12. 22 rushes for Western Carolina, 112 yards. The Eagles, 23 rushes, 219 yards. 6 of 16 passing for Western Carolina, 58 yards. Their total offense, 38 plays, 107 yards. The Eagles, 4 of 5 passing for 83 yards. Their total offense, 28 plays, 307 yards. Only one penalty here in the first half against Western Carolina for 5 yards. The Eagles didn't have a penalty. 5 punts for a 35-yard average for Western Carolina. The Eagles did not punt. Possession time, 18:06, Western Carolina. Eagles, 11:54 individually. Fred Boateng, 15 carries for 84 yards for Western Carolina. J.R. Revere, 10 carries for 149 yards for Georgia Southern. Adrian Peterson, 10 carries, only 36 yards here in the first half. Scoring plays in the first half, Western Carolina went ahead 7-0 with 11:08 to go in the first quarter on a 12-yard pass from Pat Salento to Walter Gary. Sean Rouser kicked the PAT, capped a 7-play, 80-yard drive that took 3:52. The Eagles tied it up 7-7 with 7:25 to go on a 7-yard run by Adrian Peterson. Scott Shelton kicked the PAT. That drive took 9 plays, 65 yards, and 3:43. The Eagles made it 13-7 with 6:18 to go in the first quarter on a 15-yard run by Mark Meyer after the block punt. The kick failed. Possession only 1 play, 15 yards and 5 seconds. They made it 21-7 at the end of the first quarter on T.J. Anderson's 19-yard run. The 2-point pass from Revere to Derek Owens was good. 7 plays, 75 yards, 2:18 off the clock. They made it 28-7 with 10:56 to go in the second quarter on J.R. Revere's 56-yard run. Scott Shelton kicked the PAT, 4 plays, 79 yards, and only a minute and 44 seconds. And then they made it 31-7 with 3:33 to go in the second quarter on Scott Shelton's 21-yard field goal. 5 plays, 59 yards, and 2:35 off the clock.
All right, Hugh, thanks so much for the numbers. It is 31-7 at the half. We'll get ready for the second half kickoff. Georgia Southern will be receiving after we break for 2 minutes of local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Arby's now offers late-night drive-thru. Thursdays open until 1 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays, they're open until 2 a.m. Why don't you try their new Market Fresh deli sandwiches? You would not believe how fast food has changed at Arby's. GSU students, why don't you come on and use your Eagle Express card? Arby's located just off the Georgia Southern campus on Fair Road. And don't forget to check your GSU game ticket for a special coupon redeemable at Arby's on Fair Road right here in Statesboro.
At College Pharmacy, our customers think of our pharmacists as friends. Maybe that's because we go the extra mile to ensure your complete satisfaction, which means offering professional advice, answering your questions, and making sure your prescription is right the first time without exception. Plus, College Pharmacy has the latest medical equipment, home IV therapy, and much more, including medical uniforms and accessories. See for yourself why more people are choosing College Pharmacy and enjoy life. We'll take care of the rest.
People are choosing Sea Island Bank because of how we choose to treat our customers. I'm Wayne Akins, president of Sea Island Bank. And what really sets us apart is our commitment to quality service. This means hiring nice people and making an extra effort to serve all your banking needs in a friendly, professional atmosphere. One last thing. We know you don't have to bank with Sea Island, but we're doing all we can to make sure you do.
Make a banking change for the better. Switch to Sea Island. Member FDIC.
need new furniture? Then stop by your neighborhood Badcock store in Statesboro for the Sweet Dream Sale on a tremendous selection of mattresses and bedrooms. Fix up that spare bedroom for your holiday guests and save now at Badcock. You can even lay away till Christmas. Queen sleigh bed start at $499.95. King sleigh bed starting at $699.95. Plus $20 to $80 factory authorized bedding, instant rebates from Serta. Badcock offers 90 days same as cash, zero interest for 6 months. Visit your Badcock store, Northside Drive East in Statesboro. Back with you here at Paulson Stadium. Before we go to the second half, let's give you a reminder from our friends at the Statesboro Convention and Visitors Bureau of upcoming activities, the Kiwanis Fair, coming up this week, October the 8th through the 13th. I certainly want to welcome everybody to town today who is here, of course, for the big family weekend activities at Georgia Southern, and it has brought a great crowd out to the stadium today. It's Georgia Southern returning to the field. Coming up also October the 12th, not too far away, the Haunted House for Habitat has its grand opening. 7 to midnight, it'll be at the Old West Building Supply Building next to the post office on South College Street. Planning your next trip to Statesboro, contact the Statesboro Convention and Visitors Bureau. Call them toll-free 1-800-568-3301. Some accommodations for our friends have been provided by the folks at the Hometown Inn. Next time you're coming to Statesboro or have family coming in, tell them to stay at the Hometown Inn, located right off the bypass from Highway 67. The number's easy to remember, 681-HOME-4663. Our friends at the Hometown Inn. Also, want to thank our State Farm agents who helped make the games possible throughout the season, including Darlene Anthony on Ogeechee Street in Sylvania, Jimmy Anthony, Northside Drive here in Statesboro, William Bennett, Washington Road in Evans, Georgia, Robert Curtis on the Oglethorpe Highway in Hinesville, and Philip Gay, Louisiana Avenue in Soperton, Georgia. Updating our Coca-Cola scoreboard now. Maryland 24, Virginia 14 in the third quarter. Miami now 31-7 over Troy State in the third quarter. You have Wofford still leading VMI 14-0 in the second quarter. The Georgia-Tennessee game still 17-17 later in the third quarter. Georgia Tech now 17, Duke 10. That is at the half. As we get ready for the second half kickoff, Georgia Southern will be receiving. And the Catamounts will be kicking off left to right as they take the wind here for the third quarter. And the kick comes to Kevin Davis at the goal line to the 10. He's trying to cut it back upfield to the 16, 17. Breaks upfield 20. Gets a good block and finally gets pushed out of bounds as he comes all the way up near the 29-yard line with an excellent return from Kevin Davis that time.
And you know, you called a good block on Michael Youngblood. So the name, as you said earlier, just keeps coming up. He's a lot of places, and he's on the kickoff return team.
So Georgia Southern will start this first series in the second half, leading 31-7, raindrops falling from their 29-yard line. And now the concern, as a lot of the crowd from the student side has headed for the exits with the rain falling, is watching the numbers of Adrian Peterson, who's only gotten 36 yards in the first half. On first down, Revere trying to pitch it to him. Does so. Down the near sideline he comes. Gets head tackled there and pushed out of bounds after getting a couple of yards at about the 33-34-yard line.
Boy, as late as that developed, without the head tackle, he might have broken that for a long game. It's just close. Like Hugh mentioned earlier, when he ran that touchdown, nobody touched him. About a 5-yard run or whatever it was. But he got five then. Four anyway.
And it's second down and six, and the ball is at the 34-yard line, and you would think you want to put the ball in his hands as often as you can. Again, a lot of big plays in the first half, and Revere, so far, his biggest game ever at Georgia Southern at quarterback rushing the ball. Try Peterson, bangs inside and goes across the 40-yard line for a quick first down, Georgia Southern.
Boy, he had a chance then. If he'd kept his feet, he might have broken it all the way. He had a lead blocker down there, but that really hit quick. I heard several people at the halftime say, you know, the quarterback ought to give the ball to the fullback. Well, the fact is, this is an option game. The first half, I would say, was nearly perfect for the quarterback. He threw the ball well, he ran the option perfect, and so, of course, made a couple of long runs.
First and 10, Georgia Southern at their 41. Revere on the right side, almost ran into his blocker there, cuts it upfield, and goes down after he gets about another 5 yards across the 45-yard line.
And see, that shows you great respect for Revere. That was an option play where he was going to be the pitch man. Number 47, who's a defensive end, could have tackle the quarterback, but he stayed with Rivera all the way, never even left him. And so there never was a chance to make the pitch, and yet we still got 4 yards out of the play, second down and six.
Ball resting at the 45-yard line. And a flank, two receivers to the left side of the field. Everybody else stays in close. In motion comes Davis. The give is to Peterson. He starts to go and gets stopped after getting a couple of yards from the 45 out to about the 47.5-yard line.
That looked like the straight option play. I don't think that was a trap, but it may have been because Rivera didn't carry out very much of a fake that time. But now this is a tough situation. It's third down. They've got one, two, three, nearly four, right?
Third down, we'll call it a short four. Got to get to the Western Carolina 49-yard line on the first drive here of the third quarter. Revere starts with motion, stops Davis, then sets Kevin Davis up again. And tries and gives the ball to Peterson and breaks a tackle for the first down. He comes to the 45 of Western Carolina for a quick pickup of 8 and another Georgia Southern first down. And we'll check his numbers very quickly, Hugh.
14 carries now, 58 yards, 57.
You know, I actually think that the quarterback may be playing one of his very best games. That time he checked the play off, read it perfect, gave it to the fullback, and he makes the first down. How many yards did you say?
57.
It's a long way to go, y'all.
That's why this is not an easy record, as we've made it seem over the years. Back to throw, Revere. Going to lob it over the middle of the field in traffic, and it's caught.
Caught!
How did he catch it in the crowd? Kevin Davis?
He caught it because it was a perfect throw and he ran a perfect route.
Wow, what a catch from Kevin Davis over his shoulder. They're going to put him down all the way near the 12-yard line of Western Carolina.
Two men jumped on him, Nate, and he split them, went right between them. The ball was laid out in front. But what a great decision, as you called it, by the receiver. That's just fantastic. But the ball was right on time and right at the right place. Out in front of the intended receiver, he makes the big catch.
So it's first down from the 12. Going to give it to Peterson. Bangs inside to the 5-yard line as he gets almost 8 yards on the first down carry. And we should have him up to around 65.
65 yards, yeah.
He goes just across the 5-yard line, so it's 4.5, or a little more than that, to go for a touchdown. They can make a first down. Georgia Southern could make a first down, I believe, at the 3-yard line. The ball is on the just across the 5.
The catch by Kevin Davis, the freshman, his first for Georgia Southern this season at the A-back position. Second and 2 at the 5-yard line. And you give it to Peterson again, and he goes to 1, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Adrian Peterson, from 5 yards out. As people were hanging on to him, he hauled them right with him into the end zone. Add 5 more, put him at 70 yards rushing. And with 11:36 to go in the third quarter, it's now Georgia Southern 37, Western Carolina 7.
11 Catamonts are totally focused on stopping Peterson. He got hit at the 2 or 3 and carried them all into the end zone. What a fantastic 3 or 4 yard run that was. Carried 3 people with him, as you called.
All right, extra point try coming up from Scott Shelton. Ball placed down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. Eagles lead at 38-7, 11:36 to go, third quarter. We will break 60 seconds for a network message on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Choosing the right car is hard. Choosing the right car insurance company is easy. Don't trust just anyone to insure your car. Trust your local State Farm agent for dependable, affordable protection with the good neighbor service you deserve. You spend a lot of time searching for the perfect car, so don't insure it with just any insurance company. Help protect your investment and get the service you want with car insurance from State Farm Insurance. Choose State Farm for your car insurance. See your local State Farm agent.
Light beer at Isabel, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, we await Scott Shelton's kickoff into the wind. He hangs it up there, coming down at the 12-yard line, fielded good this time to the 20, And down he goes at around the 25-yard line on the coverage. Number 37, Derek Williams, trying to put down in a hurry Randy Thompson.
Well, they form a wedge that time, and the upbacks formed the wedge. That gave them an extra blocker. The intended kickoff return guy got his hands on it, and they got it out to the 26. That's the best return they've had now in some time. But now Georgia Southern needs to work hard to get the football back because they've got a mission today besides winning this football game.
Pat Salento, who opened at quarterback, played the first quarter, back in here to start the third quarter. And he gives the ball to Fred Boateng and tries to follow some blocking and gets most of it on his own as he gets a couple from the 25 for about three out to the 28-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's awful good defense. They slid down the line of scrimmage. I think Freddie was the one that finally made the hit, and he came from the backside of the formation. But with all those blockers going off tackle, they gained maybe 2 yards. Not quite 2 yards, but almost 2 yards.
Second down and about eight. Far side hash mark. Going to shift the receiver to the right side of the line of scrimmage.
Two tight ends. They like to play play-action pass to those guys. No, they're going
to
run him.
Try to run Boateng. Nowhere to go. Boy, the middle of the defense. Pesqueta is there with everybody else right on top of him there. Nowhere to go whatsoever. Also getting some help there. Jamar Jones is in there. 97. Boy, they made such quick moves. Everybody was converging.
They had two tight ends that time, which meant that they had a seven-man line of scrimmage, and that does give you a chance to really do some stuff, but Georgia Southern just stuffed them. It is third down, and the same to go. They did not gain an inch. If anything, they lost an inch or two.
So, again, they'll shift people around. This time going to flank two people to the right side of the field, now two to the left side of the field. Georgia Southern jumping. Flags are down. The play being run up the middle for a couple of yards, but everybody's signaling Georgia Southern jumped.
Boy, that's too bad. That's a huge error right there. So if it's Georgia Southern, I'm sure it is, they're going to take the penalty, of course, and that will make it, instead of third down and eight, it's going to be third down and three.
I don't know if he went on a longer count that time, but...
Well, we really jumped, didn't we?
Everybody seemed to jump at the same time, and so he, which a lot of times will indicate instead of he's been going on a hut one or two, he did an extra hut. So it's offside on the defense.
Well, you know, they had just played two perfect downs, and the third one really cost them because now it's third and four. They've got the whole field to work with. What they've done well is play-action passes. Now, play-action passes are not supposed to be good on third and must throw. So let's just see how well we do cover and whether we can get somebody to the quarterback.
Third down. It is. Shifting people around. Two receivers wide right side of the field. Salento is back to throw, looking that way. Rolling on the corner. Being chased. Still wants to throw it deep up in the air, and it is incomplete. He tried to get it to Lamont Stewart, who had finally broken free, but he overshot him.
Boy, I'm awful glad of that, because conceivably he could have run that for a first down. Instead, he elected to throw, and no, he should have, because there was a receiver wide open. When a play breaks down like that, you have to really be schooled to stay back until the quarterback crosses the line of scrimmage or throws the football. That time he was really open. It looked to me like he was, what, 3 or 4 yards open. Overthrew it.
Fourth down. Western has to go into punt formation. Ant Williams standing at around his 20. Gets a good snap. No rush this time.
Got the return on.
Short kick. He'll let it bounce, and he has to get out of the way. And it will bounce to the side and go down at around the 24-yard line of Georgia Southern.
44-yard, Nate.
Well, that's really surprising because he had the wind, and it looked like he just didn't hit the ball well. It kind of waddled down the field and ended up being very good for them because there's no return. And they got the ball. Georgia Southern will get the ball inside of their 25, short of the... It's the 24-and-a-half-yard line, to be exact.
Interesting, as I said, coming in, they were the last in the league in punting. And all of a sudden, this game, he's come up with a couple of big punts, which will definitely help his average. And the fact that we haven't returned the last two helps his net tremendously.
And both times he kicked with the wind and kicked it sort of short. What is this?
All right, the officials have stopped play. Said the 25-second clock hadn't started. So they say let's crank that up now. And Georgia Southern had gone back into a brief huddle. The injury, by the way, to Andre Weathers appears to be more serious. They're saying it could be a slight tear in the knee of a ACL. Revered all kind of traffic one way. Now trying to circle back to the right, and here he goes. 30, steps out of bounds across the 34. But getting back to Andre Weathers, they will not know until later the severity, as they have to obviously do some more x-rays. I'm sure he's over at the hospital, but the first indication is not very good.
That's the counter option play where the quarterback sort of reverses, come down the line, and the pitch man is Peterson. That time the whole team converted on him, so the quarterback reversed his field, which you normally cannot do, and ran for 9.5 yards, almost a first down, going back the opposite direction.
Second down at the 34-yard line. Start motion one way, going to give it to Peterson. Fights and gets the first down as he comes across the 35 to the 37-yard line. Gets him about 3 more yards. Puts him in the 70s now, you?
72.
Now, that is the trap play inside where the right guard pulls. The fact of the matter is, if they could block that play, now that's almost one-on-one type blocking. If they could create a hole there, he would have a great chance to break a long run. They have not been able to do that. You have to credit the Catamounts up front because they played awful well from tackle to tackle.
First down and 10. Georgia Southern at their 37-yard line. Everybody very slow, nonchalant, coming to the line of scrimmage here. Play clock is now down to 7 seconds. Revere behind center. Starts motion one way. Going to keep it on the right side and pitch it to Peterson. Needs a block. Comes to the 40. Steps, goes to the 45 and lunges forward and gets about 9 yards on that play.
Boy, one of the few times that I've seen Peterson seem to be a little bit hesitant. He does have a brace on, and I noticed the last two times he has sort of adjusted it. Normally on that play, when he made that little hesitation inside, he would break right up the field. Instead, he hesitated and, you know, ended up with a good gain. There's no question about that, but not the long gainer. Isn't that amazing that we think that a 10-yard play is a short gain?
Should have him in the 80s now, right?
Yeah. 82.
Just trying to get him over the 100 yards. The two busloads here from Florida that came up to see him will have the trip very well done, they say. But this running play is not there as he gets stuffed at the line of scrimmage.
Now
if anything, maybe got a half a yard.
Now, we're just not blocking the play. That's a trap play with the left guard pulling. And somehow or another, they had penetration. That's a play that could break for huge yardage if they could just get it blocked perfectly one time. Well, obviously, if you block anything perfect, you're going to get a big play. But it's such a timing thing on the trap anyway.
Reggie Cordy checks in at right guard, number 65. Leonard Daggett has an ankle problem. Number 79, he goes to the sidelines. Second and 9. Again, try Peterson. Bangs to the 45 of Western Carolina. Down near the 44-yard line, he gets close to another first down.
You know, that's a good indication of this kid's strength. He runs a good yardage that makes the first down or close to it, but Justin Fryer, who's their free safety, he's 6'2", 190 pounds. After two other guys were hanging on him, he comes up to finish him off and gets knocked backwards. Peterson is an awful strong, fantastic football player.
Third and 1. Should have him, what, close to 90?
91.
What a game.
Third down and 1. So you give it to your quarterback, and he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Breaks out of there, has a first down. 40, 35, 30. Revere stops, goes out of bounds inside the 20 at the 19-yard line. J.R. having the game of his Georgia Southern career.
But just look at it again. That's going to be a pitch to the fullback. The whole team is committed. He reverses. Y'all, you can't do this. He reversed himself, went back. There was not a white shirt out there until way down the field. A great play by the quarterback. I'm not minimizing that. What I'm saying is that the intent here is to stop Mr. Peterson, and so all he's got is 90-something yards. Isn't that amazing to say that?
That's
in
right.
The third quarter?
It's J.R.'s at 187 yards now. That shows you what happens when you key on one guy.
First down from the 19-yard line. Revere hands it off. Peterson trying to break one tackle. Here he comes outside. 15. Gets hit a nice one-on-one tackle.
Ooh, he got
knocks
hit
him
late
down
too. Boy, he got hit late.
At the 15-yard line, and Adrian Peterson is down. And he is not getting up quickly at all.
This was not intentional. There was a second man, and he dove. Peterson rolled over, and he fell right on his head. You can hear the fans. He took his helmet off. He's going to have to come out.
Well, we've not seen this happen in his entire career at Georgia Southern, where he has actually suffered an injury, and it's to the upper part of his body.
And, Nate, it was not the tackle. He was down on the ground and had rolled over a guy. I don't think it was an intentional thing, but they dove at him and hit right on his head. His head was up. His face was up. Pretty heavy, but it was after the tackle, and it was not, I don't think it was unnecessary roughness. It's just one of those things that happens in football. Now, what does he get? He gets whatever he made then.
He got 5 yards on the carry. He's up to 96 yards on 21 carries.
Boy, that was the kind of play I thought he might break it all the way.
Second down, Georgia Southern, and 5 inside the 15-yard line. The ball is fumbled as they go to hand it off to Hakeem Ford. And Western Carolina apparently has recovered. Yes, they have. And they have ended the Georgia Southern drive as the strong safety, Pat Leach, has come up with the football.
That was the option play, and Ford looked like he tried to break to the outside and just did not get a hold of the football. That's too bad. Great drive going this time, and the ball is given up inside of the 15 at about the 14-yard line. But that stops with a magnificent drive with the quarterback making 2 at least unbelievable runs. And Peterson getting up to, what'd you say?
96 yards.
96 yards. He's sitting on the end of the bench, and everybody's checking on him. Where's Sandy?
She's right down there. She'll check in a moment. But I think he's okay. He's just catching his breath now. First down as Western tries to run it, and they're not going too far as they go to the 15-yard line. Now there's 6 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. That was a pretty good Georgia Southern drive as far as picking up yardage and eating up the clock in the third quarter, but got no points out of it. Sandy, down to you.
Adrian seems to be just fine. He was standing on the sidelines ready to go back in until the fumble occurred.
Good. I tell you, he's a tough guy, isn't he?
Definitely is. That scared some people because he's never really kind of laid there, but he got up and he is fine. He just wanted to catch his breath.
Was it about the way we called it? Didn't he just, somebody drove on top of him after he rolled over or something?
That's what it looked like to be.
Second and 8. Faking. Back to throw. Pressure on. Going to zip it over the middle of the field, and it is caught. Look out here. Here goes Michael Banks. Can David Young catch him from behind? Yes, he can. Just inside the 10, he saved the touchdown. But a great big play for Western.
What a great throw that was. What happened was everybody was covered. The quarterback had too long. He had about 4.5 seconds, and you just can't give him that long. We did not have a blitz, and we could not get to him, and he really nailed it. It was a perfect throw and catch. But what a great effort to stop him. He stopped him inside of the 10 at the 7-yard line. It's on the right hash mark. A great run and a good throw, but a super effort to make that tackle.
Well, the crowd there now wants to get the defense fired up again. First and goal to go. Western Carolina at the Georgia Southern 7-yard line. Eagles leading 38-7. First down. Looked like they might have missed the handoff. Quarterback keeping it. Drops the football. It's loose. Georgia Southern's got it back. And with the football is the number 56, Joe Scott. The ball popped loose. I don't think he wanted to run the football. He missed the handoff.
I tell you, that's the play that really hurt us last week. It is a shotgun kind of play where apparently you either give a fake to the fullback and the quarterback goes opposite. And that time, as you said, maybe because he kept looking back, I thought he was trying to hand it off. He could not. And the ball's on the ground and the drive is stopped.
And
but
so,
that's a tough play. It just looks like nothing. But you put two backs back there in a shotgun with a quarterback. He fakes the one, goes opposite from the way he goes, either fakes or gives. In this game, he put it on the ground.
The crowd is standing. They know history could be made here if he gets to 100 yards. Peterson's back in the game. Eagles deep in their own territory from the 4. Give it to Peterson. He's got the 100 yards rushing. He's across the 10, out to the 13, and there's a record. No one in any division of college football at all levels has rushed for 100 yards in more consecutive games now than Adrian Peterson. Of course, the key thing is, Hugh, he's got to keep the plus yardage here.
Well, I think he's fixing to come out of the football game.
Boy, he hit it like a shot that time, and I thought maybe he'd be gone, but it was a great run, 9.5 yards. What's he up to?
105 yards on 22 carries.
And he is out of the game now.
And Ford is in the game, but Revere's got the football. He's going to cut it upfield, get hit at the 20, and get pushed out of bounds as he comes across to the 21-yard line.
I have to say it again. I guess I said it 18 times already, but the quarterback is playing as good a game as you can play. He ran the option that time. He ran a slant once he started running. He never tried to cut it up the field because the pursuit was there, and he gained a lot of yardage on that thing, made a first down, moved it all the way out to the 22-yard line. That was a great run. Good fake inside. Hey, look at that sign down there. Heisman candidate, Adrian Peterson, from his hometown fans. How many of them are here? About 100?
Got a couple of busloads. Revere is going to pitch it late, way out there to Mark Myers. Doesn't have a whole lot of blocking, trying to sidestep some people. and does get a couple of yards out of a play that didn't look like anything to it. He's up at the 26-yard line.
How in the world did he get away from everybody? You were really supposed to take the pitch and just go as far as you can go. He came back inside dancing around and ended up, is that 4 yards? He sure is.
We got somebody shaking up again, another one of our offensive linemen, Nick Hyman, now coming off the field.
I don't know, but now let me just make this remark, if you don't mind. It is big time, in my opinion, for Mr. Peterson to come out of the game as soon as he hit the 100-yard-plus mark.
He just asked Paul Johnson, it looked like, can I get back in there? And he told him, not right now. Revere, rolling on the corner. Going to have to keep the football and get stepping out of bounds. He will lose yardage back to the 24-yard line.
I tell you, Revere keeps showing a little bit more speed. That time looked like he was going to get tackled. He kind of ducked his head and went a little further, and he didn't make any yardage. Well, he actually lost a little bit. But the fact is that he made the corner and still has the football, and it's third down now and a long eight. What is a long eight?
More than 8 yards.
Okay.
Not to be confused with a short eight.
Right, there you go.
At the 24. Revere's dropping back to throw.
He's open.
Looking deep for Derek Owens. Lays it out there. He'll catch it. At the 30, waits for the block. Goes to the 20. 15-yard line before Derek Owens gets dragged down as they caught everybody up close for Western Carolina yet once again.
I tell you what, we've run by the corner ever since the first quarter. That's unreal to me that you could do that. But what a perfect throw and a great run and a very close, good, I'm going to call it good block because there was no flag. There was a close call down there. There was not a call made, but there was a good block in the open field that I think the guy that got blocked complained as if it was a clip. But here we are all the way down to the 12, and Mr. Quarterback has done it again. Is he having a day or is he having a day?
First down, Georgia Southern. At the 17-yard line of Western. Almost had movement there. Going to hand it inside to Hakeem Ford. And he goes to the 15-yard line. And that's where that play ends.
You can be very sure he's going to hang on to the football. That was a trap play up the middle. It got about 3 yards. So it's second down now. The ball is going to be placed on the 15. It's on the right hash mark. So they have to go to the, I believe it's the 8-yard line. Is that it? Yeah. They've got to go inside the 8-yard line for a first down.
This is another long drive. Had another long one earlier, though, end on a fumble. The Eagles have really controlled the ball here in the third quarter. Second and 8. Going to keep it inside. Ford gets hit at the 15, and he is not going anywhere. Give some good credit that time to the defense of Western Carolina as they blew through. And as soon as Ford got the football, he had 75 right in his face there, pushing him backwards and nowhere to go. And that's Nick McNeil, the defensive end, the sophomore, from Leland, North Carolina.
That's a trap play again to the fullback, and we're just not able to execute the blocking on it because they're getting penetration, it appears, every time. You normally think on, if you get penetration on a trap, you're going to make a good play, but we have not been able to spring it yet.
Third down and 8 at the 15-yard line. Revere gives it inside. Ford with a big opening. A flag is down. He's in the end zone for a touchdown where the flag has been thrown. I have a feeling it's going to get called back.
Well, you know, that time he did a good thing. Now, you remember earlier he missed a handoff, really, when he fumbled that ball. He broke too much to the outside. He took the outside cut that time and walked in with it, but it's all sides against the Eagles. Good night. Did that play develop quick? Nobody touched him.
I believe that is not offsides. I believe they're calling a chop block on Georgia Southern. That'll back him up 10 yards.
I thought he gave that signal, but maybe he didn't.
Let's see as he walks back here.
Hands on your hips. I don't think it's chop block.
You'll see. It wasn't on his hips, though. See how he did that? That's a chop block. Anyway, it's a big penalty. It's a 15-yarder. I was wrong. Not 10. It's 15. Brings it all the way back out to the 30-yard line where it's third down. And you got to get to the 8-yard line to get a first down. So take away the touchdown. Talk about a turnaround. And now you're third down and 22.
And, you know, one of the things that probably happens is that every official that calls the game for Georgia Southern, the opposing coach says, watch for the chop block.
This time, watch for the handoff. As inside goes Ford, as he bounced inside the 25 to about the 24. Let me get a station break in right now. Going to pause 10 seconds for a station ID on this the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
From the kickoff to the final seconds, the Statesboro Herald keeps you in the know about the Georgia Southern Eagles. This is FM 100 WMCD, Statesboro, Georgia.
So the Eagles have brought the field goal unit on to try a long field goal here. This would be a 42-yard field goal into the wind for Scott Shelton from the 32. Ball placed down. The kick is up. It does have distance. The kick is good. 57 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now Georgia Southern 41, Western 7. We'll break 60 seconds for local words on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Are you ready for the hunting season? You're not, unless you've been to see Tillman Brennan a Minute for all your hunting supplies. You can get your hunting license and check out the selection of camouflage clothing. Tillman Brennan a Minute has everything from jackets, vests, hats, shirts and pants to snake chaps and Georgia boots. You'll find plenty of rifle ammunition, shotgun shells and buckshot for any size game. Plus they have deer plots, deer feed, deer stand scents and more. Get ready for hunting season at Tillman Brennan a Minute, North Side Drive East in Statesboro.
There is no better way to start off the day than that special smell coming from the kitchen when it's Robin's sausage cooking. You know the smell. It makes you just want to enjoy the time. The people at Robin's use select cuts of fresh pork hams mixed with just the right seasonings to give you that old-time country goodness. Whether you prefer links, patties, hot or mild, start your morning off right. Reach for the Robin's sausage at your local grocery. Make it a family tradition. It's been a borough tradition for many years. Robin's Packing Company, locally owned and operated. Reach for the Robin's.
All right, Nate Hurst back with the crew here at Paulson Stadium. Georgia Southern with a comfortable lead, 41-7. The crowd announced, of course, that Adrian Peterson, over the 100 yards, has the new all-time record, all divisions, all to himself.
Boy, it's a good kick into the wind.
Got to come down to the 8-yard line and drop there. Picked up at the 10, going down at the 12-yard line. That's great coverage.
Just be sure that we give this guy great credit. Okay, I'm positive that it was Mr. Carl Kearney. He's a wide receiver. He's 6'1", 199 pounds, sophomore from Griffin. What a play. He broke the wedge that they had. He got his hand on the... When the guy mishandled the football, he got his hand on and helped to bring him down. That's a great, great play by a special teams player. You know, you just got to have those kind of plays and those kind of people.
Checking our Coca-Cola scoreboard, Tennessee 17, Georgia 17, 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of that football game. Georgia Tech 20, Duke 10, 9 minutes to go in the third quarter of that game. Wofford 31, VMI nothing. As they go to the third quarter, they are just kicking off at Furman. App State playing at Furman. Back to throw on first down. Quick pass, far sideline. It's complete. And being run out of bounds at about the 16-yard line after a 3 or 4 yard gain. And a little fight breaks out on the far sideline. What in the world's going on? 2-3 flags being thrown as they try to separate everybody.
Well, all those people off the bench are not supposed to be down there. I can tell you that without any question. The bench is not supposed to go further than the 25-yard line, and they were down there inside the 20 involved in whatever it was. It looked like to me a good throw, a good catch, and a good tackle. But let's see.
Georgia Southern head coach Paul Johnson wants to take a timeout. Timeout on the field, 39 seconds to go in the third. Georgia Southern 41, Western Carolina 7. We're going to break 60 seconds for local words on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Granger Honda has been Bullitt County's number one Honda dealer for the past 4 years. And here's the reason. Valet service, pickup, and return. A unique service in this area. Even for Bullitt Countyans, Granger Honda will pick up your car, take it in for service, and deliver it back to you at no extra charge. This service is available from only one Honda dealer, number one in sales and service. Granger Honda, Highway 80 in Garden City. Call toll-free 1-888-546-6322.
You could be driving a Honda.
Statesboro's newest dining experience is Retriever's Steak Pit and Shell House, offering steaks cooked over real mesquite wood, oyster bar, low country boil, and crab legs. Oh man, it will make your mouth water. So treat yourself to Retriever's Steak Pit and Shell House, located on Georgia Avenue in University Plaza in Statesboro.
So head coach Paul Johnson used a timeout to call his whole team together as we have offsetting personal fouls called, and I think he just wanted to stop everything from getting out of hand any further.
That's great control of your football team. I really admire him for calling, making that call.
Second down and about seven. Western lined up. And back to hand it off to Boateng. And Boateng pops it to the 18. That's about it. He's not going too far again.
They tried a power play off tackle. They have a fullback and a tailback. And now there's a lot of complaining being done. And it does look like number two is one of the guys that's involved in it. He is one of their better players. He has not had a great game today. He's not been able to run very well, and he's missed some blocks. He did catch a pass early on. He's 5'10", 220-pound senior. Seniors need to really handle themselves in games like this. It's third down and a little less than five.
And the quarter's going to come to an end. That's the end of three quarters with your score. Georgia Southern 41, Western Carolina 7. We have a network break upcoming on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Eagle fans, just in case you become lonely at the top of Division 1 AA, we'd like to introduce you to the all-new 2002 Ford Explorer. The newest addition to the most complete lineup of SUVs on the planet is completely redesigned with independent rear suspension for a smoother, more controlled ride. And with an optional third-row fold-out seat, you'll find enough cargo space for all your tailgating needs. Guess you could say we also know something about being number one. See your neighborhood Ford dealer, the folks you know, and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. Go Eagles!
Discover Georgia Southern University, and you'll find one of the most popular campuses in Georgia for Hope Scholars. Discover Georgia Southern. Explore your choice of majors in 130 degree programs, and you'll know your professors. Just about anything you look for in a university, from a scholarship honors program to a championship football team, it's all here on a campus the right size for you. Discover Georgia Southern University, and the most important thing you'll discover is yourself.
The third quarter is history. Let's see if we can get an injury update here with Sandy.
Hyndman for Georgia Southern has problem with stingers, which kind of upset some of our players last year, but they said there's nothing major, just a couple of stingers in his neck.
All right, some third quarter numbers. Here's you, Colson.
Okay, 11 first downs, Western 21 for the Eagles, rushing 121, Western 344 yards for the Eagles, total offense 260, Western Carolina. Georgia Southern 524, JR 194 yards on 15 carries, Adrian of course 22 carries, 105 yards.
All right, the first play of the fourth quarter. For Western, it's third and four, and back to throw. Stepping up, gonna fight forward and get hit right near the first down marker is the quarterback. Once again, Pat Salento stays in here to start the fourth quarter.
So, we had a saving kind of tackle almost. He dropped back to pass. He didn't have anybody to throw it to, and it looked like that time that the guy who really made the play was Victor Cabrell. Is that the way you pronounce his name? 6'2", 242 freshman from Naples, Florida.
So, fourth down. This time, they're not going to go gamble anymore. This one's a long yard. And so, Western will be forced to punt. It's a fake, and that ball got snapped and knocked in the air, and Georgia Southern's going to recover it at the 13-yard line. What a gimme.
Boy, they had to up back, and they were going to just snap to him. He was going to go opposite. He was lined up on the left side. He was going to go back to the right. The ball was snapped up in the air. He reached his right arm way up and deflected the ball. And, of course, Georgia Southern takes over. That's a tough break. I don't know whether they made it or not, but they sure were going to go for it.
And Melvin Cox will check in as the new quarterback. The day done for J.R. Revere, his biggest individual rushing day of his Georgia Southern career, 194 yards, a touchdown. And he threw the ball 5 of 6 today for 145 yards. On first down, it's Kevin Davis diving inside of the 5-yard line, very close to a first down.
Boy, oh, man. He breaks it straight up the field. He walks it in for a touchdown. He hesitated and broke in there. Still made a good run. Excellent play by the quarterback. But that's just why they're out there playing. They got a chance to get some of the best. It's ridiculous to say this, but the best practice times you can have is against a real opponent. And right now, Georgia Southern got a lot of guys out there that really need this kind of work.
Melvin Cox, the sophomore quarterback, number 17. Hakeem Ford is his fullback. And he will get the football. And Ford bangs down near the goal line. He will be stopped just shot. Look at this punching going on after the play is over.
Boy, our guy did great then. I tell you what, that is, he stood back and took that guy pushing him in the face, did not respond to it, just looked at him. And boy, he needs, we really need to point out who that is. The guy is Travis Hames, I believe, offensive tackle. He's 6'3", 307. He's a sophomore from Madison. He made a good block. The other guy lost his temper and tried to push at him and hit him, actually tried to hit him in the face, and he didn't. He just backed off. Like, little boy, leave me alone.
There's two penalties, personal foul and unsportsmanlike conduct on Western Carolina. The only thing is the ball is sitting on the one-yard line.
Well, the guy, he just lost himself. He lost his temper. You hate to see that, but you just can't do that. Now, I won't call his name because that doesn't matter much. It's just you can't have a football player, high school, college, little league, pros, whatever. When the play goes, you just got to let it go. He made a good block, by the way. Boy, that is great control, Nate, to stand up to that and not retaliate. That's the reason that the coach called a timeout a minute ago. Uh-oh, fumble.
Fumble, the ball is loose. Georgia Southern's going to get it back, but lose 2 yards. Boy, was just sitting out there by its lonesome.
I had to hold Nate back. I thought you were going to jump out there and cover it. Isn't that amazing? The ball just kind of rolled out to the side and was on the ground for what obviously seemed like a long time. It wasn't, but it backs us up to the 2-yard line, and it is second down.
Played 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Georgia Southern in front, 41-7, on their way to their fifth win of the season. Trying to get on the board here again. Motion behind the play. Cox trying to follow some blocking. Heads forward. He's in. Touchdown. Melvin Cox, the flag is down at the far side.
By the way, the center is Mike Clark, who is a freshman, a true freshman, and is the younger brother of the starting quarterback, Mr. Clark, as he his younger brother, I think, has to call him.
Penalty against the Eagles, take away the touchdown.
Boy, that's tough.
Well, they were going to make a decision whether to redshirt Mike Clark or not. And as thin as we are at the center position, the decision has been made. And once you play, your eligibility is gone. And that what he said the other night, what Coach Johnson said Monday night on the call-in show was, if it works out, they might redshirt him in another year when they add more offensive linemen.
I see.
But right now, they felt like they had to play some other people besides his brother. Cox almost lost it that time. Takes it back and gets hit and goes down at about the 6-yard line.
You know, we have a play like that where you fake to the fullback and go opposite. But I think that time they just ran into each other and got back, knocked around. You have to realize that in this offense, the biggest thing that's in the offense is the timing between the fullback and the quarterback. It's not all those other decisions. And you say, well, shoot, that's so simple. It's simple if you do it 3,000 times. But when you're the backup people, you don't get to do it that many times. And so it's sometimes pretty tough to make it work right.
Third down and goal from the 6. Melvin Cox keeps it himself, fights forward. He is in the end zone again. Touchdown, and there are no flags. Touchdown, Melvin Cox, with 11:57 to go in the game. Georgia Southern's lead is now 47-7.
You don't see that much. He faked the pitch and kept it. And then he faked the pitch again and kept it. And he scored. That's pretty good.
This time they cover the wide man, so no snapping of the ball early, as we had earlier for a 2-point conversion. Everybody moving on the extra point as Shelton put it up. But we'll have to do it over again. See who moved first this time. And Georgia Southern apparently moved too soon. That's procedure. And we'll back him up 5 yards.
Basically, I guess that's the only penalty that... It doesn't just kill you, because normally an extra point kicker can make this kick. It just backs it up 5 yards. He's going to be kicking from the 15-yard line. Ball's dead in the center of the field.
Melvin Cox to hold. Ball placed down. The kick is drilled up, and it's good. Eagles lead at 48-7. We will break 60 seconds for network message. On this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
You're in class, but mentally, you're on a beach for a photo shoot with every supermodel ever. You're enjoying the view in your smooth, mellow yellow. And just as all of your fantasy women come over, you're interrupted.
Would you tell the class the square root of 7,321?
As the teacher of the class and your immediate future are all staring you straight in the face, Mellow Yellow asks, how would you stay smooth? Would you, A, reprimand him for disrupting your dream, B, give him some excuse about staying up late doing volunteer work, or C, calmly answer 85.4 and explain you were simply dreaming of a world where all classes were as interesting as math? You got it. C is the right answer. Mellow Yellow. Smooth. Very smooth. So you got your easy-to-down Mellow Yellow, and that's as smooth as it gets, right? But what's this? A chance to win up to 10 grand or a Yak Pack? Just look under the capper in specially marked packages. With Mellow Yellow, the smooth just keeps coming with cash prizes up to 10 grand. No purchase necessary. See specially marked packages for details. Game ends 12/28/01. Mellow Yellow. Keep smooth.
Nate Hirschbach and the crew, our attendance today, 17,804, second largest crowd of the season. Here's the kickoff and another boomer with the win. Scott Shelton's done a pretty good job kicking off.
Now, Coach Nate, that's not a pretty good job. That's unbelievable. The guy's kicking the ball out of sight. He's kicked, I think, three now, all the way out of the end zone, a couple of 3 yards deep, back in the left corner of the end zone. He's a junior from Savannah. Thank goodness he's back. Boy, what a valuable asset that is. I wonder how many times I've said that. I guess it gets boring, but the fact is, that is a big play.
First down, 20-yard line. Catamounts line up behind center. Stay with the same quarterback, and they'll go to Boateng, and he'll pound it for 23 yards.
Now, that's the play where they have split backs. And he reverses, and it's like a counter play, actually. The left halfback kind of takes a step to the right and then tries to hit it off guard, and there's usually a pulling lineman. I didn't see who it was that time, but they gain maybe three. Second and seven.
A little surprised we didn't see the other guy come back in there, Brian Gaither, the other quarterback. Thought he threw the ball a little better, but I could be wrong. Going to keep it himself. Salento moves upfield, has a first down, across the 30-yard line.
Well, that's a very unusual set. You had to know something was coming that was going to be different. What they did was they had split backs back there, but they had the left one way out to the left, and the reason was that he was going to be the pitch man on what would be their option. So when the quarterback went back down the line the opposite direction, he was out there to pitch. I don't think the quarterback paid much attention to him. He kept that football, turned up the field, made a first down. The ball is at the 32-and-a-half-yard line on the right hash mark. And there's still 10 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 48-7, Georgia Southern.
First down, Catamounts from their 32. Shifting the fullback around to block a little bit. Back to throw it. Salento goes short, and it's incomplete. Well underthrown that time. He tried to come back to split end Brendan Roy at about the 40-yard line.
We play these receivers pretty loose, counting on the fact that they had 10 yards to go, and if they threw it out there, if you come right up and make the hit, there wouldn't be a big gain. That time, the best they could have gotten out of that would have been about a 5-yard gain because the guy cut the route off pretty short. Very poorly thrown ball. Threw it into the ground.
Second and 10. Clock at 10:43. Still to go in the game.
Split backs again, but the back on this side is way outside of his own tackle.
In a shotgun formation, Salento. They'll run it out of there. Boateng trying to pop outside. Couldn't get anywhere.
Well, see,
kind of like, you know, the defense this time almost threw the blockers back into him.
Well, you know, they just ran a play where they split him out a little wider and let him come across like that. And this time they played for it. I mean, you could see it very obvious that he was much wider. Go back across the field, maybe gained a half a yard.
No tosses to Boateng. Just kind of hand him the ball. And he's certainly a good runner. What do we got him up to today right now?
94 yards.
It's third down, and they still need almost 10 yards to go. Direct snap. Salento's going to keep it himself, try to run for it, breaks a tackle, and he is close to the first down, up the 42-yard line.
I think he might have made it. I don't think he's going to get a very good mark. But still, they did not give him a very good mark. It's fourth down with very short, very, very short to go. It's got to cross that line, it looks like, Nate. Which would that would be, a foot or less?
And, of course, they're going to go for it here.
And it will be the quarterback.
And Salento just gets it by. Oh, they got a little surge at the end there for about a yard. Don't forget, Georgia Southern football is
right on top of it. And so, obviously, no need for a flag. That's just a great play.
Second down. And about 18. Ball resting now at the 35-yard line of Western. Georgia Southern winning 48-7. Clock moves with 8 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in the football game. The raindrops come back for a moment. And Salento is back to throw it. Looking. Now being chased. Gonna keep it. Gonna run with it. Gonna go down after getting 4 yards to the 39-yard line. Again, he had nobody to throw the ball to.
Yeah, excellent coverage. What's happening on that play, do you remember it happened once in the first half? They only had 2 receivers out. Everybody else was blocking for him. They were covered, and he slid to the outside and did pick up a few yards, but not enough. It'll be 3rd down now and 4. Ball's on the left hash mark at their own 39-yard line.
So it's 3rd down. They've got to get it to the Georgia Southern 47. 3rd and 14. With 2 wideouts each side of the field. Pat Salento. Instead, they run the ball, and Botan gets stopped at the 41-yard line. Got caught from behind.
Boy, I thought he had it, didn't you? And he gets caught from behind and goes down short of the 1st down. Now, the last time that they had an opportunity to kick was short yardage, which was shorter than this. They tried to snap it to the up back. They snapped it too high, and Georgia Southern stopped them. Let's see what happens here.
Matt Rio, number 90, made that last 96, a freshman from Waycross, getting a chance to play. 4th down. They do snap it back to the punter, and this time he kicks it away. Ant Williams coming over to field it. Will get hit very quickly. A flag gets thrown in very late. Hugh, after a
26-yard punt.
You don't call him as being too close. I didn't think he was. I thought it was a good play on both sides, but I don't have the flag in my pocket.
Stops the clock with 6:32 to go in the game.
That's a call. It's just 5 yards, but I thought it was a pretty good play, and I really thought it was good on the part of the safety, because you almost, I think, if you were coaching that position, you'd be willing to take a chance every time the safety can run up and be sure he's going to get his hands on the ball. If it's pretty good coverage, it's very likely somebody's going to be a little too close to him. That's what happened that time.
All right, the new quarterback for Georgia Southern is number 14, freshman Trey Hunter from Effingham County High School. He's over in Guyton, Georgia. And he drops the snap from center right away and falls back on top of it.
You know, this is really tough for the coaches, because you can't really lay the blame on a person. It's between the center and the quarterback, and they have to be like one person on the snap. You think, well, gosh, that ought to be easy to do. But, again, it's a skill thing. You got to make the snap, and you got to catch it, and you got to move, and all those things.
Mike Clark, true freshman, is the center. Trey Hunter keeps it himself. Takes a couple of licks. Boy,
look at the helmet. That's the helmet went to the 48-yard line.
But he is down at the 39-yard line, and Trey Hunter needs his helmet back.
I tell you, Trey's got some good moves. He's got quick speed, and the fullback looks like he's got some moves.
On the Coca-Cola scoreboard, Georgia just kicked a field goal. They lead Tennessee 20-17 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Tech now up on Duke, 34-10, going to the fourth quarter. Furman has scored first. In fact, they must have returned the kickoff for a touchdown, because it says 14:43 to go in the first quarter, 7-0 Furman. Here it's 3rd down, Georgia Southern. Rolling on the corner, Trey Hunter wants to throw it now. Zips it. It's short. As he tried to come back for P.J. Cantrell.
Boy, he did a good thing then. He was sprinting out. They had him contained. He pulled up. He's going left. He's a right-handed passer. He squared up and delivered the ball. We didn't catch it, but it was a good throw. It was a little bit low, but he really rifled it up there. I think this kid's got a chance. He's going to be a player.
Georgia Southern will go into punt formation as Scott Shelton gets ready to kick the ball with wind behind him. Let's see what kind of a kick he can get off here. Gets a good snap, but he gets it off the side of his foot. Kicks a line drive, but it takes a Georgia Southern roll inside the 20, inside the 10, inside the 5, all the way down to the 1 yard line. Hugh.
That's got to be 60, 61 yards.
It is.
Boy, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys down there covering it. 2, 4, 6 guys down there covering it. And they let it go all the way to the... I was afraid they weren't going to stop it. It goes where? Just to the one? Well, actually, the ball length in front of the one. Great kick.
That's about as far as you can kick it and keep it in bounds. 5:12 to go in this football game. Georgia Southern winning 48-7. Now can start looking forward to the showdown game, the first of the showdown games, next week in Boone, North Carolina. Will this be one of those years? The home teams win like it was 2 years ago, and everybody, Furman, Appy, and Georgia Southern, all won at home. Well, somebody went on the road. Appalachian would like to start that trend today. First down play as they change quarterbacks. Got him in the end zone. Is he out? Nope, safety. Tackle him in the end zone. Tried to run the football out of the end zone unsuccessfully. And tackled in the end zone is Donnie Bryant for a safety.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's a great penetration that time. That's the difference in penetrating and not. The front row people just got up there.
5:06 to go in the game. Eagles lead it 50-7. We'll be back with a punter and kickoff after this 60-second local break on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
If you love windows for the light they bring in but hate cleaning them, listen. Choo Choo Build It Mart, your Anderson Excellence dealer, has a window that makes cleaning a breeze. It's the Anderson Tilt Wash Window. It tilts in almost as easily as opening a cupboard. And the Anderson's unique design makes it weather tight, helping you save on heating and cooling costs or remaining fingertip easy to open. Try the Anderson Tilt Wash Window at your Anderson Excellence dealer today. Visit Choo Choo Build It Mart, 1600 McIntosh Street in Vidalia.
Tired of waiting on slow internet dial-ups and downloads so you can surf the web? Well, wait no more, dude, because Frontier is bringing high-speed internet access to Statesboro. Log on with Lightning Link DSL service and transmit and receive data up to 40 times faster than dial-up access. Downloads become lightning fast, and you may actually feel the wind in your hair while web surfing. Lightning Link circuitry means higher security and consistent performance, too. So if you want high-speed internet connection, surf's up with Lightning Link DSL from Frontier.
So a safety puts the next 2 points on the board, and Georgia Southern is now at 50-7 as they tackle running back Bryant just before he was able to get out of the end zone.
You know, it doesn't happen very much, but probably the worst thing that can happen to you in football is a safety. You get points against you, and you have to give the ball right back.
And they're going to kick off rather than punt the ball. And here's the kickoff to the middle of the field to Kevin Davis at the 35, trying to follow a wedge. Coming up to the 40, 45, and down he goes at about the 47-yard line.
Great field position, though. 4:55 to go. Now Georgia Southern has the lead of 50-7 in the fourth quarter. And it's been quite a football game. I would say, what point in the game was it that, Hugh, and time-wise, that we a big man got his yardage?
Oh, it was mid to late third quarter.
And ever since then, everybody, you know, backup players on the football team have been on the field and they've handled themselves exceptionally well.
First down, Georgia Southern from their 47-yard line. Melvin Cox back in. He runs the option to the right side. Pitch to Kevin Davis. Breaks a tackle and goes to the 40 of Western Carolina. Had one more man to beat, but he gets tackled around the ankles by B.J. Jessup. And down he goes at the 38 after a nice game, though.
And one of the great things about it, that was a forward pitch. It's like a forward pass. If it had been broken up, it would just be another down. But you can make that pitch if you're line, behind the line of scrimmage, and he was, and it's a great play.
So it's first down, Georgia Southern. Cox keeps it on the ground. Jason Wells in the ball game now. Runs hard, runs for a first down.
Now
he's inside the 30 of Western Carolina, down to the 26-yard line.
Now, that's Georgia Southern's vision of an unbalanced line. They put a tight end on the left side, who is a back normally, and they double-teamed that guy, and they were into option right there and made big yardage out of it. That's an awful good play. And got a great block. They double-teamed the guy straight back.
First down, Georgia Southern, back-to-back first down runs. The yardage picking up close to 600 yards on offense today. Cox keeps it on the ground. They'll bang straight ahead for 5-6 more yards to the 20-yard line. Unofficially, what have we got them up to now, Ben?
583 yards total offense.
And that's real good blocking and good read by the quarterback. He got thrown way back, but the fact he made a good handoff, has a good exchange, and the fullback's got some quickness. He's got a chance to be a good player. That's the wrong way to put that. I believe he is a good player. Let's talk about Melvin Cox.
Second down, and let's call it a short five. Going to bang it inside again with Wells. The ball popped out, and it's picked up by Western Carolina. And can we get anybody even close
no.
to them? No way. B.J. Jessup is going to race the entire length of the field for a touchdown, Western Carolina. It'll be an 83-yard return. They threw the beanbag back at the 17-yard line as Western Carolina picks up the loose football, and B.J. Jessup runs it all the way in for a touchdown. With 3:13 to go in the game, the Eagles now lead it 50-13.
That's really unusual. The ball was not on the ground. It was up in the air, and the guy who got it, he actually caught it right on his numbers. The ball looked like it just hung up there for a minute or two. There was nobody over there to make any real point of making a stop, and he took it all the way. Fortunately, Georgia Southern has a fantastic lead.
Here's the extra point drilled up. The kick is good. It's 50-14. Eagles leading. Will break 60 seconds for local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network. There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Blunt, Burke, Wimberly, and Hendricks on South Main and Statesboro, where they represent several companies and serve you first. At Blunt, Burke, Wimberly, they'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual insurance needs. For one-stop convenience for your auto, home, and business insurance, call Blunt, Burke, Wimberly, and Hendricks, 764-9602, representing the Central Insurance Companies, located on South Main and Statesboro. Convenience continues to be the name of the game at the Medical Center Pharmacy. Now two convenient locations, Grenade Street, right across from the old hospital, and on Fair Road in the Cotton Ridge Plaza. Now, at the Grenade Street location of the Medical Center Pharmacy, we'd like you to stop by and take a look at some of the new gift items we have inside the store. We've always had a great selection of cards and magazines, so picking up that special gift for someone for any occasion, stop by at Medical Center. See our diabetic section also for those sugar-free candies. The Medical Center, two locations serving you. So a quick turnaround gives Western Carolina the touchdown on the 80-plus yards. Pick up and run in by B.J. Jessup makes it a 50-14 count on the board now. We had 3:13 left to go in the game. And the kickoff is
high.
To the far side. Who's going to make the catch on this thing? A sliding play made by one of the up men.
Now, that's very good that time. He was the only guy who could get to it. He kept the ball from rolling on the ground. He kept them from covering it and made a good play. And who is that? Well, he's a good player because he had a smart move that time. That is Mike Alves. Is that his name, I think?
Yep, but he's the one of the guy that came in here from San Diego.
Boy, how about that? He's 6'2", 220 pounds. He's a junior.
Played at junior college last year. 3:06 to go in the game. And the quarterback, I think it's Trey Hunter back in the game now. First down, Georgia Southern from their 26-yard line. It is Hunter, and they'll pitch it on the corner and hangs it out there for Hakeem Ford, who gets hit and dropped at the 24-yard line for a loss on the play.
Looked like a little hesitation that time. He did check off at the line of scrimmage. He tried to pitch, actually made the pitch to Hakeem, and he was caught behind the line. It's a 2-yard loss, second and 12. But we're down to 2:43, And it is 50-14. Very unusual, that play that they broke for the touchdown. The ball looked like it was just hanging out there. And when he caught it, there was nobody out there but white shirts. And the Catamounts drove it all the way down the field.
Second down play on the handoff. The defenders were right there.
And that's the same play that they kind of messed up on a little while ago. It looked like he's going to fake to the fullback, go opposite, and even maybe have a chance to hand off to the other halfback. But they got tied up. They did gain a couple of yards. It's almost back to the where it started, but it's third down and 10.5 yards.
Some would be concerned that the second unit has struggled here a little bit just with the handoffs. Third down and 11. Motion behind the play. Flags are going down. They'll stop this play. Because realistically, you know that you got to find a new quarterback and a new fullback for next year. And some of these players who are out here right now will have to play some pivotal roles next year.
They really will. And the difference probably is where the big difference always, I think, is up front. The offensive linemen, you know, they got a number of guys that they've got to replace, too. At least three of those guys. Well, two of those guys will be graduating.
So the penalty brings the football back to the 21-yard line.
Brandon and Jones are seniors. They're not out there now, of course.
On third down, motion behind the play. Going to try to give it off inside to Hakeem Ford. He gets stood up as he gets to about the 22, 23-yard line. And it'll bring up a fourth down. And the Eagles will obviously elect here to kick the ball back one more time.
And, of course, Western Carolina has some subs in there now also. But boy, that safety man is really respecting the win and the punter. He's back to his, now he's moving up a little bit. He just crossed the 30 coming up. The punter's standing on his own 8. He got to boom it to go this far.
Snap is high. Shelton pulls it down and kicks it away.
Boy, he did a good job, didn't he?
Off the side of his foot, it will bounce at midfield and be downed at the 46-yard line.
Boy, if that thing had been an inch higher, he could not have gotten it. He went way up off the ground to catch it and somehow got the kickoff. He didn't catch it just right, but he got a good... What did he get out of it?
He got 31, 32 yards.
Boy, that was dangerous. The ball was real high. He jumped up as high as he could go and got it down and did get the kickoff. The punt off.
All right, Western has the ball. 50 seconds is what's left on the clock here to go in the game. A 50-14. I know what everybody's going to say. Another blowout. Here's the handoff as they'll run the football straight ahead and bang for a couple of yards. Western content here perhaps just to run the clock out themselves.
Yep. It appears that way. You just try to go off tackle. And, of course, there's not anything they can do as far as winning the game goes, but we've talked about this before. I really like to see teams keep trying to score.
Gain is 2, 2nd and 8. And as late as they're getting ready to run this play, this will be the final play of the game.
Sure will. It's already down to 9 seconds that they have to get it off.
Two receivers right side of the field rolling to the right. Gaither stepping up. Will he heave it deep? Going to go deep down the right sideline, hangs it up there, and it is broken up as time has expired. And this game is history. Georgia Southern beats Western Carolina 50-14. That's the end of the game. Network messages upcoming on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
And so it begins, your first date with the girl that not only knew you existed, but actually cared. As you take the final few sips of your smooth, mellow yellow, you hear a voice.
Who is that? Who's there?
You've rehearsed your line for everybody on the family tree, but you forgot the mom. How do you forget the mom? It's at this time that... Mellow Yellow asks, how would you stay smooth? Would you, A, abort mission, turn back now? B, sweat your way through an awkward introduction? Or C, take one of the roses from the dozen for your date and present it to the mother? Then comment about how obvious it is where the looks in the family come from. You got it. C is the right answer. Mellow Yellow. Smooth. Very smooth. So you got your easy-to-down Mellow Yellow, and that's as smooth as it gets, right? But what's this? A chance to win up to 10 grand or a yak pack? Just look under the cap for specially marked packages. With Mellow Yellow, the smooth just keeps coming with cash prizes up to 10 grand. No purchase necessary. See specially marked packages for details. Game ends 12-28-01. Mellow Yellow. Keep smooth.
Planning for your future not only involves retirement, it also includes anticipating your health care needs. Your local State Farm agent can help you with long-term care insurance. It's a sensible, affordable way to help you pay for long-term care should the need arise. Start planning for your future health care needs now. For details on the costs, coverage, restrictions, and renewability of long-term care insurance, see your local State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're just out acting crazy, playing the fool. But when you look up at her, she's looking at you. And all of a sudden, you don't know what to do. Well, make it a Bud Light.
Make it a Bud Light.
Just keep it simple.
Make it a Bud Light.
Cause it'll be alright. Make it a Bud Light.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, Nate Hirschbach with you. Top of the post-game show. Georgia Southern a winner 50-14, improving to 5-0 on the season. 3-0 in the Southern Conference. Western Carolina with the loss here today goes to 2-3 overall, and they are currently one up and two down in Southern Conference play. And again, this one was a game where Western scored first in the game, took an early 7-0 lead, and Georgia Southern scored the next 50 points in the ball game before Western picked up a loose ball and ran it in from 80-some-odd yards out. And so it sets up next week's game up at Boone, and I would hope that Coach Paul Johnson should be a lot happier about the play of his team today. And I know he is, than he was after last week's game up at VMI. And an astounding game today for quarterback J.R. Revere, who has a record-setting day for himself individually, and also Adrian Peterson just getting over the 100 yards, then being taken out of the game to become the record setter for most consecutive, 36 now, consecutive 100-yard games, not counting postseason, that's in regular season. And he has the record now for all divisions.
He ran 2.5 quarters.
We'll come back with more post-game activity and talk about this Eagles win after we break for 2 minutes of local words on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Have you been searching for the extra cash to take that long overdue vacation? Eagle Bank and Trust of Statesboro can help. Eagle Bank's home equity line of credit can make it easy to get away by allowing you to borrow up to 100% of the equity in your home. In addition, the bank pays all closing costs. Best of all, you'll be able to finally take the vacation you've been dreaming of, and it could be tax deductible. So don't delay. Call Eagle Bank today. Eagle Bank and Trust, FDIC insured, an equal housing lender.
Insure both your car and home with us through Auto Owners Insurance, and we'll save you money. That's right. With Auto Owners Multiple Policy Discount, when you insure both your car, home, mobile home, or condominium, we'll save you time and money by consolidating all of your insurance needs with the No Problem Company. Auto Owners Insurance.
Seeley Hill and Johnston Insurers on Savannah Avenue in Statesboro, or call 764-9896.
Rozier announces 0% financing for the first time ever on all new 2001 and 2002 Ford or Mercury models. It's a buyer's market, and Rozier has to move them. With special financing and dealer discounts, you can save over $9,800 on new Expeditions and F-150 Lariat Crew Cab 4x4s. Plus, Rozier can save you over $6,400 on new 2002 Explorer Eddie Bauer models. It's 0% clearance time at Rozier. Hurry in and save!
Well, fall is here. The weather's getting cooler, and it's just getting better and better. And what better way to celebrate fall than with something free? That's what Alltel says. Why not? Free for fall at Alltel. Some great free stuff, like a free digital phone, free 25 hours of night and weekend calling each month, free long distance and roaming across the U.S., free for fall on selected rate plans at Alltel. So check it out. Also ask about unlimited mobile to mobile. Fall is here, and Alltel celebrating with a free for fall. Alltel, University Commons Shopping Center in Statesboro.
All right, Nate Hirsch back with the crew here at Paulson Stadium following a 50-14 Georgia Southern victory. Here are the totals as far as the numbers go. Georgia Southern with 24 first downs today, ran the ball 59 times for a net 409 yards rushing the ball today, passing the ball 6 of 8 for another 180 yards passing. Total offense, Georgia Southern today, 589 yards. They had 4 punt returns for 34 yards, 4 kickoff returns for 51 yards, had to only pump the ball twice today for a 45.5-yard average, and had the ball basically 30 minutes and 5 seconds, 5 penalties for 35 yards, fumbled it 4 times, and lost 2. Individually, J.R. Revere, an individual high today, 15 carries, 194 yards for
Nate,
J.R.
Nate, you can stop you for a second.
All right, we'll get to Paul in just a moment, though, Sam. Let me get the rest of the numbers here. Adrian Peterson, of course, with his 105 yards rushing, 22 carries, 105 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Revere passing 5 of 6 for 145 yards, 3 of them to Derek Owens for 108 yards. Western today ran it 39 times, 140 yards rushing, threw it 21, completed 8 for 139 yards. Total offense, 279 for Western Carolina. Coach, you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Congratulations. This was a very impressive win, and certainly for your quarterback, he really bounced back with a big game today.
He sure did. He played very well, and I told our team after the game that I was proud. We got better today, and that's what we've been shooting to do, and this was our most complete game of the year.
Coach, I thought the quarterback maybe, well, you know, I don't know it as close as I ought to, but he came almost having a perfect game because he certainly read the option. I heard people at the halftime griping because he wasn't handing the ball off, and I said, well, I think he's playing perfect. He had a great game, didn't he?
He sure did, and he missed a couple of reads. But, you know, everybody we play is concentrating so hard on taking Adrian Peterson that they open up those guys. And today when they did that, Jay hurt him bad. I mean, he had 150 yards in the first half. And, you know, I mean, you can get everybody in there and try to stop the fullback, but when you do, you're going to get 50 hung on you.
Well, I thought the corners really came up awful close, and you really burn them.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
Well, I just thought you really read it well. Particularly, it looked like to me the corners sort of committed themselves when they thought it was a pitch or something, and y'all burned them a couple of times.
Well, I think it was very important early in the game. They were firing the corner and trying to roll the safety over the top. Yeah. And early in the game, we hit a couple of them, and we ran about 3 in a row, and they quit. You know, we showed them, like, you can't play like that. You can't shoot the corner, or we're going to throw it for 40 yards. So they quit, and then that enabled us to get our option game going.
Yeah, well, I just loved it. It was a great call, and, of course, he threw the ball good, too.
Yeah, he did. He made some nice plays, and, you know, he's been a really good player for us. It was good to see him play back like he's capable of playing.
I thought what you did today was very interesting in using a timeout to huddle your team up when the game could have got a little out of control on both sides.
Well, it was getting crazy out there. I mean, it was there was too much talking going on, and we needed to put a stop to that, and I think we did.
Well, I think you made a great call on that. I really admire that, and it was very obvious that it really worked down here when you made down on the goal line for that next touchdown when the young man made a good block, and then the guy started hitting him. He just backed off.
Well, I got upset. I watched the play in the first half, and the thing that upset me is I saw the block, and it was a legal block, and their kid got up and punched him in the face.
Yep.
Well, then they flagged both guys, and the rationale was that he didn't need to cut him. I mean, that's not for those guys to decide whether you need to cut or not cut or whatever. I mean, they don't write the rule book. They're supposed to interpret it. And so I lost my temper. That was a mistake on my part. I wasted a timeout.
Well, it didn't matter today anyway. All right, 50-14 today. You're 5-0, and it sets up, of course, as we talked the other night, every week gets bigger the more you keep winning. And a tough place for us to go, I don't need to tell you that, has been Appalachian State.
Well, it's been a tough place, I guess, for Georgia Southern. I don't know. I guess they've won there maybe one time.
That's right.
And we're excited to go play. We know Appalachian's got a good team. Hopefully we'll have a good week of practice and go up there and give them our best shot and see what happens.
Only downside today, I guess, would be the injury to Andre Weathers.
Boy, it's terrible, too. I mean, Andre's been such a big part of our program, and you know, they think he tore his ACL, so he'll be out for the season. And just not just so much from playing, but just from a leadership and being a part of the program, it almost makes you sick.
Okay, Coach. Congratulations again.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you Monday night on our call-in show. We'll come back and run down the scoring plays in this Georgia Southern victory after we break for network messages on this, the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Expert healthcare and a professional caring environment. That's East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro. Serving a 9-county region, the state-of-the-art hospital features a level 2 nursery, a powerful 1.5 Tesla Magnum MRI, and an emergency department designed for trauma and cardiac care. East Georgia Medical Center shows their commitment to compassion and care every day with extensive services, powerful technology, and a team of dedicated physicians, nurses, and healthcare professionals. East Georgia Regional Medical Center in Statesboro, your home team for healthcare.
Eagle fans, just in case you become lonely at the top of Division 1 AA, we'd like to introduce you to the all-new 2002 Ford Explorer. The newest addition to the most complete lineup of SUVs on the planet is completely redesigned with independent rear suspension for a smoother, more controlled ride. And with an optional third-row fold-down seat, you'll find enough cargo space for all your tailgating needs. Guess you could say we also know something about being number one. See your neighborhood Ford dealer, the folks you know, and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. Go Eagles!
One of your best investments is your home, and the short drive to Dalton makes that investment pay even further. Dalton has a 1-2 punch that you just will not find anywhere else. I'm talking Carpets of Dalton and American Home Showplace. Carpets of Dalton, the nation's largest and finest floor covering store, has carpet, laminate, hardwood flooring, vinyl, ceramic tile, and area rugs. If it goes on the floor, we have it at the best possible price. Located under the same roof is America's largest and finest furniture store, American Home Showplace. That's where you'll find the best pricing on top furniture names, as well as interior and exterior lighting fixtures and more. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 7, Saturdays, 8 till 5, but closed on Sundays. I-75 south of Dalton, exit 328, phone 1-888-512-7446. It's toll free, 1-888-512-7446 for Carpets of Dalton and American Home Showplace.
Back with you here on our post-game show. Let's get to some of the scoring plays. Actually, Western Carolina got on the board first, way back in the first quarter. First down just inside the 12-yard line of Georgia Southern. And a fake, bootleg to the right. Salento still has it, throws it quick, got his tight end. Diving, touchdown, Western Carolina. Walter Gary make it the fullback. Caught the little pass at the 5, and he went airborne into the end zone. And with 11:08 to go in the opening quarter, Western Carolina goes the distance and leads it 6-0. But the Eagles would take the ball and march themselves on their first drive. 9 plays, 65 yards, and cap it off with AP's touchdown. Second down and goal to go outside the 7-yard line of the Catamounts from the right side hash mark. Got 3 receivers potentially left side of the field. But keeping it right inside, Peterson will walk it in for a touchdown. Just trapped a man, and he had a gaping hole. And Peterson walks it in from 7 yards out. And with 7:25 to go in the first quarter, it is Western 7, Georgia Southern 6. Extra point good by Scott Shelton. Tied the game at 7-7 later in the first quarter. In fact, less than 2 minutes later, the Eagles would take over after blocking a punt at the 14-yard line. 1 play, a pitch to Mark Myers. 2 receivers right side of the field. Myers is an A-back on the right side. Trying to hear the call from J.R. Revere. Myers starts in motion, going to fake on the corner, going to pitch it out there. Myers in the 10, the 5. Mark Myers, touchdown, Georgia Southern. 1 play, 15 yards, 6:18 to go in the first quarter. Now Georgia Southern 13, Western Carolina 7. So the conversion that time was no good, and the Eagles led it 13-7. They'd get the ball back again late in the first quarter. 7 plays, 75 yards. They'd score on the final play of the first quarter. Back at the 19-yard line with 2 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Appears to be checking the direction he wants to go with the play. Has plenty of time on his play clock. It's down to 9 seconds. And after all that, going to give it on the corner here to T.J. Anderson. 15-10, 5, touchdown, T.J. Anderson. J.R. saw something, and it was wide open on the far side. And from 19 yards out on the final play of the first quarter, Georgia Southern scores and leads it 19-7. This time, the Eagles wound up going for 2 when Western didn't line anybody else up on the outside to cover Derek Owens. And after the snapback hit J.R., he threw a pass to Derek Owens, good for 2 points. And the Eagles had themselves a 21-7 lead as the first quarter came to an end. In the second quarter, the Eagles would march 5 plays, 59 yards, and J.R. would have a big run to wrap it up. On third and short, Revere's going to keep it himself. Look for an opening. Cut it back. Gets a block, 50. 45, 40. And now he's going to break away. And he will score a Georgia Southern touchdown. J.R. Revere just goes 51 yards. And with 10:56 to go in the first half, Georgia Southern breaks it open 27-7. Extra point was good by Scott Shelton. That made it 28-7. The Eagles again would drive down the field and have to settle, though, for a field goal attempt. So as we thought, the field goal unit has to come on the field here with a fourth down. Tough angle, left to right. Scott Shelton, a short kick. Ball is placed down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 21-yard field goal. 3:33 to go in the half. Now makes it Georgia Southern 31. Western Carolina 7. So it was 31-7 at the half. And again, the question was, since Adrian Peterson didn't have a whole lot of yardage at halftime, could he get his 100 yards? Well, on the first drive of the second half, the Eagles would go 8 plays, 70 yards, and AP would cap it off. Second and 2 at the 5-yard line. And you give it to Peterson again, and he goes to 1, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Adrian Peterson, from 5 yards out. As people were hanging on to him, he hauled them right with him into the end zone. Add 5 more, put him at 70 yards rushing. And with 11:36 to go in the third quarter, it's now Georgia Southern 37, Western Carolina 7. Extra point was good, making it 38-7. After Peterson actually got bumped and knocked out of the game for a couple of plays, he comes back in after Georgia Southern takes over deep in their own territory, needing just a few yards to finally go over the 100-yard mark. The crowd is standing. They know history could be made here if he gets to 100 yards. Peterson's back in the game. Eagles deep in their own territory from the 4. Give it to Peterson. He's got the 100 yards rushing. He's across the 10, out to the 13, and there's a record. No one in any division of college football at all levels has rushed for 100 yards in more consecutive games now than Adrian Peterson. Yep, nobody in Division II, Division III, 1A, B, C, and D. He's got them all. And again, they pulled him out of the game right after that, so he wound up with just 105 yards rushing today. Melvin Cox later on added a 5-yard touchdown run, got a safety, and finally they picked that loose ball up at the end and ran it in from 85 yards out for B.J. Jessup, and the Eagles are winners 50-14. Back with a final word about next week's game after we take this 2-minute local break on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Subterranean termites, they're always out there. They're always hungry. To termites, your house is nothing more than dinner. That was until the Centricon Termite Colony Elimination System, a revolutionary system that monitors and hates termites. Get their home before they get yours. The Centricon system, available only through an authorized pest control operator trained by Dow AgroSciences.
The Centricon system, available through Quality Exterminators of Statesboro. Call Donna Connor and Harris Strickland for details on Centricon today at 764-6173. Call Exterminators of Statesboro.
The new Nissans have arrived at Franklin White Nissan 301 south of Statesboro. The 2002 Altima with its new body design and V6 engine. Franklin White Nissan has the 2002 crew cab with an extended bed and the 2002 Xterra. Contemporary looks and tremendous incentives come with these new 2002 Nissans. The new 2002 Altima, the crew cab with extended bed and Xterra. Come drive the right way, the Franklin White way, at Franklin White Nissan 301 south in Statesboro.
With that nip in the air, hunting season is upon us. Well, the best dressed hunters in this area shop the Sure Shop in the Statesboro Mall. Hydro Fleece by Browning is waterproof, windproof, and Gore-Tex lined. It's a must for hunters. Sure Shop has real goose down vests and buck suede shirts. Super soft for those popular long sleeve outdoor t-shirts by Browning. Don't forget those cool caps also by Browning. So if you want to stay dry, warm, and comfortable this hunting season, not to mention look awfully good, shop the Sure Shop in the Statesboro Mall and ask how you can get your free American flag t-shirt.
At First National Bank and Trust, we believe that small businesses are the backbone of our local and national economy. As a recognized leader in small business lending, the First National Bank and Trust Company is experienced in making conventional as well as SBA guaranteed loans. We are small business friendly. And the First National Bank and Trust branch in Statesboro is located at 120 South Zennerauer Avenue. Call Bruce Avan or Doug Duggan at 764-6600 to discuss your small business needs. The First National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, back with you at Paulson Stadium. Next week, we go on the road to Boone, North Carolina, 3:30. Now, later start, 3:30 kickoff, which means we'll be on the air on the network beginning at 3. Locally in Statesboro with your official GSU tailgate show beginning at 1:30 next Saturday afternoon. And stick around, listen to your local stations for updates on that Furman-Appalachian game. Be sure to stay tuned locally here for our post-game scoreboard show at Archibald's Restaurant and Tavern. Bill Price is going to have all the scores of all the games. He can tell you how the Georgia game wound up and all the other key games that are kicking off and try to get an update for you on that Furman and Appalachian State game, and he'll take your phone calls also. Our final score, Georgia Southern 50, Western Carolina 14. For Frank Inman, statistician Hugh Colson, and Sandy Hirsch working the sidelines, this is Nate Hirsch on a Saturday afternoon saying so long, everybody.